The Geek and Fancast, episode number 60. How's it going, guys? Hello to all our new listeners. It's episode 60. It's a pretty, it's a decent milestone,
60?
Right?
Oh my God, that was 60. Static. It was so big, it made static.
I'm pretty fucking happy with it.
Yeah, right? I'm Mike, and I'm always here with Derek. Hello, Derek. How's it going?
Hello, sir. How are you?
We've been gone for a couple weeks. Sorry, people.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go? You guys okay?
It's because Mike's already fucking leaving. That's why.
Mike, where are you going?
Leaving on a jet plane.
You guys could hear Lance in your headphones, right? Oh, a little peek behind the curtain for the listeners. You guys could hear Lance in your headphones?
Of course they can hear the traveling nerd Lance Paul.
So I'm just going to go acapella for this. But yeah.
Acapella.
You heard their voices already. Two of our favorite guests are here.
Why are you yelling?
Hello.
Hello.
It's because I don't have my headphones on now, so that's why I'm
overcompensating.
Because
he's so excited to have you guys on.
Yeah, I should turn myself down. But anyways, Charisse and Lance are here.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
The woman, the myth, Charisse is here.
Mike, thank you.
I haven't seen you in a while. Hey, it's me. It's Lance Paul, the traveling nerd. Hi, guys. I'm excited to be back. It's been so long.
Where have you been?
Everywhere, anywhere. I was in New York.
Traveling nerd, Mike. Jesus.
Yeah, no. I was traveling nerd. I was in New York. Up there, and then I was just in Chattanooga prepping for a new movie I'm shooting, producing.
Ooh, can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, it's gonna be called The Woods. We got some good name talent attached or getting attached, so I can't really name that too much. But yeah, it's gonna be a little suspense horror film. Cool. Little fun things I do, so
nothing into it. The David Mamet play, I'm assuming.
It's definitely not the David Mamet play. Yes, okay. I know. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. We're gonna shoot in Chattanooga. First time for me producing and shooting something in Tennessee, so it'll be fun.
And Charisse, how's it going?
Yeah,
going good, guys. Thanks for calling me back. I'm glad that I'm gonna be here to just talk about some summer movies.
You're our rotating third chair.
Yes,
pretty much.
Anytime you want. But
if we actually bother to go back and look, I bet you like it's like the consistency of almost if it's not Greg, it's Charisse, and it's just if it's not Charisse, it's Greg.
I miss Greg. Where's Greg at?
I know we should have had everyone on. We could do like a round table all the time.
We could have done four. Okay, I guess we could have, huh?
Can I be the rotating seventh chair? Is that possible?
Sure. Yeah, we're gonna have it.
We'll make sure to bring Greg in for the Emmys because that way you guys can talk about award people presenting and winning. And
yes, and Viola Davis.
It's the geek demo.
I was just in a meeting this day. Viola came up for possibly directing, so we were talking. Yeah.
Ooh. What?
Now, when this
now, of course, this has nothing to do with her. We're just talking about how we'd love to see her direct. So.
Oh, okay.
But her name did come up for it. So.
Ooh. Yeah. Excellent.
Be kind of cool.
But yeah, speaking of movies, because that's what Lance does, this episode is going to be...
Charisse knows.
Yeah. Actually, we heard a lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff. Shout-outs to being friends with Charisse.
For the new listeners we've gotten in the last couple of months, dude, we have some fucking knowledgeable people here, just so you know. That's why we bring these people on.
Yeah, and thanks for listening. Thanks for jumping on. We are obviously a geek-ass podcast. We're going to talk about movies today, but we usually talk about... anything, TV, we've talked about comics, video games,
coffee. We have talked about coffee a couple times.
We've talked about food. We've definitely talked about food for sure.
Yeah, anytime Greg's on, there's definitely food talk.
That's why I miss him, because I need to know the spots.
This is being recorded on 420, so we're going to help you prepare for the blaze of summer with our summer movies.
Woo!
I got to stretch. I got to stretch after that walk.
Good job.
Yeah, it's our... inaugural? Nope. It's our yearly wrap up.
This is our third
wrap up.
Annual.
You can't wrap
annual.
Up the preview.
It's like our third annual summer movie preview, even though we're only on episode 60. It's our like third one.
Yeah.
Which number wise makes no sense.
So we only do 20 a year. That's what we're saying. 20 episodes.
We're
a year.
Slow. Sorry.
We've got lives.
Yeah, we have jobs here. Okay, we're not like Chris Hardwick, where this is his job. Okay.
I know, right? And it's really not even anymore. But anyways, So we're gonna just go down the list chronologically. Of like what's coming out, but we're gonna definitely focus
on go alphabetically
stuff.
Right,
yeah. So first is America's comma Captain. But yeah, we're just gonna go through the list and just talk about what we're excited for.
First one is Ant-Man 2. No.
And we definitely want to hear what you guys are excited about, and if you agree with us or not. So hit us up on Geekdom Fancast, blah blah blah. I'll give you the plugs later. But yeah, you want to get into it, guys? I'm gonna need your help because I'm on a shitty
website. Jesus Christ,
man,
the thing is fucking what. I know it's gonna sound wrong if I say it.
Say it.
Your screen is very large. There we go. Your screen.
I have an iPad.
And your dick's pretty big too. Anyways.
Oh. Hey.
Let's start with May 6th, shall we?
Why not? Let's do it.
What's coming out?
What happens?
The Idol? I don't know what that is.
Or
Dark Horse?
The documentary about American Idol.
Oh, Mothers and Daughters. That's coming out. No, it's Captain America Civil War.
What the fuck is Mothers and Daughters?
I'm excited.
That's also called Mothers and Daughters. Captain America, Mothers and Daughters.
I'm not about the Mothers and Daughters, yeah. But the, you know, Captain America thing happening.
Or better, Batman versus Superman.
No. Yeah,
do you guys feel a backlash from DC fanboys coming? Like when this event?
Oh, it's already happening.
It's already, yeah, it is.
Because
it is,
they had the fan screening, like on
which
the 12th.
Almost got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. And they've been flooding message boards saying that it's a conspiracy, pretty much, that Marvel's just bought off all of this positive feedback.
Heaven forbid Marvel would actually do a good movie that they've been, you know, ramping up for you know, 10 films. But no.
Yeah.
No,
it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy because 100%. They've been doing great this whole time.
Yeah. Where'd this come from?
Oh. Who's going to conspire to make you feel shitty about your fanboyism? Come on, get out of here.
Oh, it's a conspiracy to make me sad. Oh,
why is there going to be two sides? Why can't we just all be nerds and enjoy them all?
I mean, yeah.
It's like, we enjoy comics. Fan. We should love both.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I want a better Batman versus Superman. I don't want no Batman versus Superman.
If we bitch about Batman versus Superman, we can bitch about it. We're bitching.
Yeah. That's right. And we are not okay with me. Mediocre.
Yeah.
Stop 100%. Stop it, people saying it's amazing. It's not. So it is not. Stop it.
I can say there are amazing parts that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
Overall, it is not amazing. Okay, I think Riddler was awesome.
Okay, no backpedaling.
Oh, here we go again.
No backpedaling.
Eisenberg for Riddler. Oh,
that is the cap on the BVS talk podcast.
We're gonna edit out Lance on that.
We can't give Zack Snyder any more tension.
Yes.
But anyways... You guys haven't seen it yet, right? Lance or Therese, because you guys aren't insiders.
Have not.
Nope. Haven't got the chance to.
Have you guys seen it?
Nope.
Oh, no. Okay.
We're not going to see it before you guys.
We're regular folk over here, buddy.
Yeah, I've been traveling.
But do you guys have any theories? Obviously, we know the comic book ending.
Who are we more excited to see?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I'm interested.
Black Panther! But
Black Panther is going to be great. And then I just read the Ta-Nehisi Coates first issue, and it's amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm picking
it's really
it.
Good. It's definitely setting up a seed for like something huge, though, so it's not going to be
it's probably
just this
its
fun one-off
right
story.
Cool.
But, what about you?
Obviously all those, but Ant-Man, too. I'm a big Ant-Man fan, and I've heard Giant Man's coming in, so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
In this movie?
There's a Lego of them.
It's funny that this is a movie with spiders and ants and like, just like what is
and
this?
Panthers.
Captain America pesticide.
It's a zoo, I tell
you. Do you think it'll go like the comic?
No, I don't think so.
I think it will.
You think?
I do.
Like
I do,
the ending wise?
I think so too. I think it's going to set up.
I think they're going to reverse it and Iron Man dies.
Ooh, that's a good. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's a great idea. I don't think so though.
Okay, now it's on record, so we'll see. What do you guys think?
Does it throw people off or what?
That spoiler would have been out. Don't you think?
If Iron Man died?
I think it would be.
Was
if
anyone
was
a spoiler out from Batman vs Superman, the death at the end of that?
Well, because they've been so shitty about
if
you know that
look.
Superman's coming back, so it does,
yeah,
there's no
back,
way.
Right. But you know, Captain America would come back if he dies.
That's true.
Nobody dies.
Isn't Chris Evans signed on for 3 more movies? For sure,
he's kind of cagey about that. So I don't know.
I'm so.
But he said he'd be willing to make Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So
but
died.
That could be like you know. Pushing the idea away or something like that. I still think it goes off the comic book.
I think some of these actors.
So you think
just
no
don't.
One dies?
No, well, the comic book. I think, you know.
No, Sheree said no one dies.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I'm just thinking that he's not saying anything about his agreement anymore because that will probably give away the future films.
That's true.
I'm going with reversal because of Robert Downey Jr.'s deal being up.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
That's what I'm going with.
And it would be the biggest surprise to comic books.
Which is
fans.
Silly because it's not. I'm not even going with creativity or like
story reasons.
Story reasons. I'm going with the facts that if you're not signed on,
just
how's
the
gonna,
fuck?
How's
you know
gonna
Iron Man
one?
Is signed on for Infinity War.
He's not though.
Is he?
I thought the contract signed for one more movie.
No, he's done. This is it.
You sure?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Ooh. Yes. Okay, so we have our bets in, so we'll follow up with you guys after the movie comes
Fair
out.
Enough.
Hopefully we'll get some tweets on it.
Yeah, right. Tweet us.
Look here, moron.
This is how it is. You don't know shit.
Is there anything coming up after that? Because I think people are clearing the way for like a couple weeks, right?
What about the horror movie that's coming out called The Darkness with Kevin Bacon in it? I think that comes out in May. Let me look here.
Fuck, I don't know that one.
May 13th.
I watched so many trailers today, Devin. I missed that one.
Yeah, and anything that Kevin Bacon is in is usually entertaining. Delicious. So yeah, it's about a family. Returns from a Grand Canyon vacation with a supernatural presence in tow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God, that's like my worst nightmare.
Something coming back from the canyon.
Just going on vacation and being like vulnerable and something hits you then and there. I don't know. I'm not a big horror person, but are you guys going to check it out?
I'm going to check it out. I love horror.
I'll probably wait for DVD. I'm a big horror fan, though.
I'm down, dude.
Then May 20th, we have Angry Birds. Hey, I worked on it. Hey, we should go see it. I worked on it.
Oh, yeah, you did the storyboards.
Yeah,
for
I did some storyboards for it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and you did it pretty late, didn't
great.
You?
Great. So you
they did some reshoots.
You tell me what part you did, and then when it comes out on Blu-ray, I'll watch that part.
The storyboards.
So 100%. But also that week, we have Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising. I'm kind of excited about that. I was a big fan of the first one. I thought it was funny.
I like the idea of the sequel.
The first one's fun, and the second one looks even funner. So I would check it out, definitely.
It's one of those movies where you're like, fuck, do I like Zac Efron? Like, that's when I watched Neighbors. I was like, shit. Like,
I got to give him credit.
I thought about it. I was like, I never really disliked him. Like, he's just a pretty face. So it's like, I'm like generally inclined to be like,
he's generally a nice guy. I met him at a bar. He's here frequent when he's drinking more. But I met him there. And he's a super cool guy. I was like, oh, that's a cool guy. I guess I can't hate you now. I'm a big fan now, I guess.
You guys can go work out together. Make your abs.
I wish.
Yeah, Neighbors 1 was surprisingly funny. Like, I was like, oh,
I'm the only one, I guess, hasn't seen it. I never saw it.
I saw it.
It's really a $3 theater.
No interest.
It's one of those films you can just throw on and just laugh. Like, it's like Step Brothers, I think.
I watched it when it was like on HBO or something, because it was like on rotation. I was like, oh, I'm going to sit down and check it out. And it was very funny. I thought it was good.
It's just one of those ones that, like, it didn't seem like it was really, like, there's something better I could watch, you know?
But you have three fan nerds telling you to go see it.
My point is I did watch the trailer for the second one, and I think the concept looks really fucking good.
Yeah, right?
Like, I'm actually,
is that
like,
because it's a sorority now? Over
I just think the idea is really cool that they bring them in. They're like, oh, well, we need to take care of this sorority. So they, like, bring them in to take care of the sorority. I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I still think you need to see the first one first. It's a good
idea for a sequel. You do need to see the first one first.
Do I? Ah, shit.
Yep, okay. 100%.
Because you got to find out why that relationship is a thing.
All right.
Because it's cool, because, like, it's not. And, like, it's actually a fun little friendship thing.
All right.
And it didn't start off that way.
And I love, what's her face? She's always good. Chloe, what's her face?
Chloe.
Grace Moretz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, the Brit.
And Rose Byrne is like...
Oh, Rose Byrne. Rose Byrne's like the
female John Hamm, so that's always fun.
Yeah.
Just like attractive, but like funny. It's like you can't be both of those things.
I've never heard that ever, but I like it.
Talented, funny, beautiful.
British? I still love her for fucking Damages, dude. She was so good on that.
So what was the date on that?
That's May 20th.
Nice. So that's right before... Or am I? I'm gonna jump to the big one, if you guys. Unless there's something small.
Mike, I saw
State of Jones on my calendar. Do you guys see that? That's the Matthew McConaughey.
That shit Civil looks War awesome.
Gugu Mbatha-Raw, and it's a like an autobiographical. I think it's a true story. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, when cool.
What date? What's the date for that one?
I'm seeing May 13th, but I don't know. I'm just on a Google calendar because. I can't find websites.
Point is,
anymore.
It looks really fucking good. It, like the whole thing, it, like it's about a Confederate guy who actually rises up against the Confederate army of them, like trying to use them as soldiers and stuff and everything. And like he gets this whole rebel group together going to go against the Confederates, which is just interesting because it's always about the Confederates being the bad guys and the Confederates going against the Union and standing for so much evil and bad things. And this is actually bringing like some heart and some
and it's Matthew McConaughey
positive light to the Confederate side.
Is it Matt McConaughey?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's directed by the guy that did Hunger Games. I forgot his name right now. But I think it looks really amazing. I mean, you know, the whole thing of like, you know, pulling your heartstrings, like, you know, we will stand against them, blah, blah, blah. But it looks really good.
Why do you think it's coming down in May and not like Oscar Beatty season?
What I didn't understand.
You think they're trying to distance themselves from that whole like hype train and like not get drowned in that?
I don't know. That could be good or bad.
I got done with the trailer and I'm like, why is this coming out in the summer? This looks like nothing like a summer film. I didn't understand it at all.
Maybe it didn't test well to be considered.
Oh, so you think it's not?
Because remember Southpaw, same thing. That got dumped in the summer last year and it had Jake Gyllenhaal in it and everyone was thinking that was going to be an award film.
Yeah.
And like Weinstein moved the date to the summer. So
and it was an excellent movie, by the way.
It was. Really was good. I liked it. But for some reason, it just didn't take for award season. So, May 20th, The Nice Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Is that on there? Okay, yeah. I didn't see that. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Shane Black. We're going to go see him, me and Derek, at Meltdown. The Nice Guys, I like that because it's like return to form for rated R, like action comedies, you know? I know he did it with Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, but it's been so long since that. Have you seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
Love Kiss Kiss Bang
Bang. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's a great film.
And this is Shane Black's first since Iron Man 3, right?
Directing. I think he's written stuff since then, but I think this is his first directing.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm not positive on that, but...
Why do you think that is? Do you think he took a vacation from just filmmaking after Marvel, or...
Well, no, it's like directing takes a lot out of you. Maybe you just want to take a break from
Marvel
directing.
Really does a job on people, doesn't it? That's what I'm feeling. We're getting.
Yeah, like recently in the news, Joss Whedon like seems like a battered wife. He's like, you know what? It's fine. I'll go back to him.
I mean, it's okay. I ran into the doorknob. It's my fault. Oh, my bad. Did I say that?
Ryan doesn't
that's
feel
PC.
Like that.
I just fell down the stairs.
It's okay. Yeah. It's my fault. I've tripped. I fell.
Bicycle accident.
Are you guys excited for that, Mr. Nice Guys?
Yeah. I've only seen a preview. I mean, it looks great. It looks funny.
I think Ryan Gosling looks like he's going to be fucking hysterical. He's going to make the movie.
He's funny.
Yeah, he is
but
funny.
But just like this one looks like one of those ones where like he's just going to be made. I'm going to be rolling, I think, for
But the question is, how do you think it's going to do again? I mean, because they're throwing Neighbors 2. Neighbor 1 did so well. I mean, they're throwing both
this
in the
same
week.
This has got better star power, though.
That's true. Good point.
It does
have Russell Crowe in it.
Yeah, I mean, it has Russell Crowe, who's great. But
he'll probably throw a phone. No, sorry.
No, he probably will.
It does suck because
never living that down.
Legends, I think I would have had it on May 13th. I would have had it like the week before when you have like no comedies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the thing because it's like there's so few big budget comedic movies that ever come out
that are rated R because they're both rated R.
Yeah, it's like why like compete against each other?
But don't they have that thing where like I've heard this one before, Cherise, you can help or not support me on this, I don't know. They say that like sometimes like movie studios do not know when other studios are selecting it. They pick a date and then once they pick that date they're stuck with it, and if someone else chooses to select that date also, then there's nothing they can do. Their movie's already stuck.
They
do like a leapfrog.
Yeah.
Some films aren't set in stone, as we saw with Batman versus Superman being moved a couple times.
But so. I'm saying like sometimes, right? Like sometimes they make a date and they're just stuck with it.
There's also the other thing of like why restaurants are always by each other in the neighborhood, where like since you have a market going already, like you're trying to like split it off. So
that's true.
So maybe Neighbors is like, oh, that's a big sequel for a comedy. Let's release our comedy at the same time. So people have like an option, which I think is kind of dumb still, but that's a reasoning, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like two Starbucks in the same corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, in a way, like I think these two movies are both comedies, but totally different.
True.
Like,
but I want to watch.
Could
them
be
both.
A bit of counter programming. I don't know.
Yeah. But that's like not too counter. That's not like Sisters and Star it's Wars. It's like, yeah, it's kind of parallel.
Here you go.
It's like complimentary marketing. It's encouraged theater hopping. And I don't appreciate that movie studios. What's going on?
Me either.
Is Nice Guys a time period one? Or?
Yeah, it's set in the 70s.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Which is awesome. It looks like they nail the tone of the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Ah. Oh. I'm so fucking excited for that. I can't believe I missed it. Anyways, I guess X-Men comes out the weekend after, so you guys want to talk about that?
What's going on?
I'm pretty excited for it.
That blue guy movie?
I am. I was just joking. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I mean, Oscar Isaac as Apocalypse?
Yeah, I mean...
Even though he looked like Ivan Ooze for a second, but...
He looks a lot better now.
The lighting was different.
Yeah, they obviously got wind of whatever was going on there.
Right, and it was always... He was in post anyway, so they're like, this isn't really what he's going to look like, but that Ivan Ooze thing must have really, really, really bothered them, because they did amp out a different trailer pretty quick with him looking a little better. But I'm kind of losing like excitement for it. I don't know why. It's like the buzz has kind of died down, and like the little TV spots and things that I've seen haven't really grabbed me like Days of Future Past did.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm definitely going to check it out. I'm going to see it.
Do you think they've hit the threshold with X-Men movies to where like we just don't care anymore?
I think they need
to. I don't know.
I think after this, there needs to be a break.
Or something different. Or
something different. I think they are going to take a break with X-Men and do X-Factor and then come back.
Hopefully, yeah.
And then there's also rumors that there's some things going on behind the scenes with Marvel. So you never know.
I know. I heard.
That'd
I heard
be
also
a great
too.
Phase four, yeah, Fantastic Four, and X Men coming back. That's another Marvel universe.
I heard that they're gonna do the Dark Phoenix though. That's something recent.
They've been saying that for a while though.
Or do it right, actually, not like X Men 3.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh, they never made X Men 3.
Last Stand.
Yeah.
No, that never happened.
That never happened. We don't count that. Yeah, okay. Well, what was I thinking? Sorry, Kelsey Grammer.
I know. He was so great.
Yeah, that was a good piece.
Doesn't count, Kelsey. Sorry.
It's weird. I'm with Cherise in a sense. For some reason, I'm not excited, but at the same time, like, I know I'm going to fucking go see it.
And of course.
Maybe and they're just letting the Civil War hype die down. And then, like, right after Civil War comes out, it's like, boom.
I don't, for some reason, I'll be excited when I go to see it, but at this point, yeah, like, I've barely given it a thought. I'm not going to lie. I don't understand.
Their marketing has been interesting, too, because they haven't been showing. I think it's because they don't want to reveal too much, but we haven't been seeing a lot of the whole, you know, Magneto. Professor Xavier, any of that type of stuff in any of the trailers, and they're like the main two that I'm like into, so maybe that's it as well.
They show a lot of Psylocke though.
Hell yeah. Hell yes they do.
They did an excellent job on her too. She looks
we could make an X-Men look like the comic. Oh, finally.
I was so against that when she got cast, but they've done a really good job.
What? Why? She's perfect.
Jubilee looks great too.
Jubilee does look great.
They actually all look great. Like setting in the '80s is the perfect reason to have like extravagant X-Men costumes. It's
cool. I'm going with the thing that I'm sorry. Like, you know, it's really going.
Are we going back to why you didn't think Psylocke was good? We've talked about this before. Let's go.
I'm just
going to
do it really quick. I wanted someone more Asian looking.
She's Asian.
She's half.
She's Asian.
She's not Scarlett Johansson. Anyways.
She's not Ghost in the Shell style.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. If you take the Psylocke from Emma, the comic, it does not look like Olivia Munn.
Emma Stone.
I'm sure she doesn't have a British accent either, but
I know.
It
I'm
works.
Just saying. I've gotten past it. I'm just saying. Initially, like I did not like it.
Well, there was a time when Psylocke got inhabited into a Japanese body, right?
That's why she's Japanese in the comic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
But so, she really originally was a British.
But originally was a British woman.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe it's like a both Purple thing. Maybe her parents got inhabited into each other.
See, what happens is it's real. Yeah, see, it's showing the mix of like the British and the half Asian. That's why it's half Asian.
I'm hopeful for some Jubilee because I hate Jubilee. So I'm hopeful.
She looks
Jubilee.
Adorable.
Exactly. Yeah, she does. And she's fully Asian.
Do you think they're going to mention the fact that they had a Jubilee in X-Men 2 that took place in the 90s?
Probably not.
Then there's another Jubilee now in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's not the same Jubilee, but could be the same Jubilee.
Well, it's supposed to be like a rebooted retconned universe, right? So
yeah.
What happened to the other Jubilees? She's still out there in the universe? I'm so confused.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, maybe
I think it's Deadpool's going to show up and explain it all.
It's the biggest problem I have with the X-Men universe. It's just they kind of
it's a fucking mess.
It's a whole fucking mess.
Well, the timeline's a mess, and that's why I think that the reboot, if they do decide to do it, they'll fix things. My bad, and just do things correctly.
If you go with your saying, X-Men 3 had a Psylocke.
Oh yeah, that's true.
X-Men 3 had a.
That's
did it?
True. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They didn't call her Psylocke, but she had the psychic knife and all that.
She wasn't called Psylocke,
and she was Asian. Huh?
You like that Asian. She's okay. She's full Asian.
No, I thought it was horrible because they didn't do anything with the character.
It's like, kind of like my dislike for Storm right now. Like, they always get the mixed Storm. They never get like a black Storm.
Yeah,
they always get a biracial Storm. And I'm like,
is the new one biracial too?
Lupita Nyong'o would have been a badass.
You of all people would love this. So when I went to the American Horror Story panel at for Paley Fest, I finally met Angela Bassett, who I've been wanting to meet for a long time. And I told her, I said, oh, I loved you in Strange Days, one of my favorite movies. She's like, oh, well, thank you. And I'm like, you know what? I know this is going back, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but I'm like, I still wish you would have played Storm. And she's like, me too.
Was she up for the role at one time?
Oh,
it's just yes. Everyone wanted her to play
too.
Storm.
Did she?
Yes.
Yeah,
she would have been awesome.
She would have been perfect. And she still looks good. So
it's just everyone. It's just one of those things that, like,
crack,
when that movie was coming out before they even cast that movie, everyone, like, all the fans were saying they wanted Angela Bassett. And for some reason, like, they didn't listen to the fans. They're like, nah, we're
Fox
not
going to. Fox wanted a name, and Halle Berry was a bigger name than Angela Bassett.
But they didn't go with a name for this one, though.
Well, they went with someone the same shade.
Because there's other names.
That's true.
Someone the same shade, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep waiting.
She looks, well, we can say she does look good for the part, though. Right. Even if she's not full black. But she does look good.
Yeah.
Give her credit. She does look like Storm, and I'm pretty cool with that.
And the design is, exactly.
I'm happy with the mohawk.
I'm still going to envision Lupita.
Lupita would be amazing. It would have been amazing. She was just on Broadway. I saw the play. It was very good.
Oh.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Well, I can't remember the name of it, but I saw it was really, really good. And it was written by, what's her name?
Danai Gurira from Walking The Walking Dead. Yep. Michonne.
Oh,
she's
crazy.
A playwright.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she's
talked about this.
She's highly intelligent.
I talked about it when I went to New York.
Oh.
She's written like several
plays. Show
that
didn't listen to that one.
Oh, okay. Wah-wah. Danai's actually got two shows.
I knew it. I heard it. I watch it. I listen to every podcast, just so you guys know.
You fucking do.
I do.
So are we still on X-Men? Are we going to talk about...
Wait, Alice with the Looking Glass? Yeah. Glass, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Well, let's mention the fact that it's on the same freaking day. Don't they worry about like losing money?
Again, counter-programming.
I haven't even seen a trailer for it.
I've seen a few.
I saw it today.
I saw one.
No.
It looks good.
Really?
Whoa. Really?
Well, okay. Let me
the first one make enough money for a second.
Had the most surprised look
let me explain that though, okay? I was not impressed with the first one at all. I thought it was not a good movie.
Nope.
And
so this
one, I'm still not necessarily like, I didn't get enough out of the trailer necessarily to be impressed with the story, but it looked like one of my main problems with the first one was visually it was one of those movies that they like made into 3D that wasn't filmed in 3D.
You had to eat mushrooms to enjoy it?
Exactly. But you know when they do that, they like, they film,
mushrooms.
Convert a movie to 3D so it's not true 3D. This one looks like it was visually well done right off the bat.
Like Beowulf?
No.
Awkward silence.
I remember that movie.
Oh, Robert Zemeckis. What do
you mean? I don't. I just think it, I have no way to tell if the story's going to suck. The story could easily still suck, but I just think like visually it looks really fucking incredible.
It's Tim Burton. It's not Tim Burton anymore.
No.
I don't think it's going to do good.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to do good. And I'm definitely going to see X-Men first. But I'm saying
that probably.
I guess because I was so against this movie because of how bad the first one was that I was pleasantly surprised.
I think if it makes any money, it's because it's overseas.
It probably depends on how well good X-Men is, like the reception.
True. I think the first one only made money. I mean, it made some money here, but I think it mostly made money overseas.
Maybe yeah, Charisse the knows. Worldwide was huge.
And that's why they made another one. So it's made for the China market, pretty much.
But wait, Charisse, do you like the visuals? No?
Or oh, no.
It looks like a total pile of shit.
No. Well, the first one I did, but this one, it just looks too CGI, like not even good to
see,
me.
That makes sense.
But
that's, the first one was way CGI.
Yeah, and this one just looks like they just kind of threw it together, even though I know they didn't, but it just doesn't look up to par. So I don't know. I could be totally wrong. I'll check it out. Oh, Alan Rickman, it's one of his last performances.
I thought I heard his voice in there.
So...
Last vocal performance, right? Because I Am the Sky was his last one.
Yes, you're correct.
Which I've been meaning to see. It looks good.
I still haven't seen a trailer for it, so I'm just
And then,
like,
you know, Johnny Depp's in it. You know,
he looks like
him
he
and his
be
wife,
a
you know,
in
aren't going to prison for the whole dog thing, dog Australia thing.
Jesus Christ.
That was funny with them going on, like, YouTube, their video or something. They look so distraught and so sorry. Like,
that was the best acting from both of them, I think.
It's the best acting he's done in years.
And definitely for her.
Oh, my God. And he was actually just playing Johnny Depp. Like, he wasn't playing a character.
Wait, don't get too inside baseball. You got to tell people what you're talking about.
Oh, so, what's her name? His wife.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard, who's new, Mara, the new Aquaman's new wife in Justice League 1. She tried to, you know, smuggle a dog.
Two dogs.
Two dogs. Not drugs. Dogs. Into Australia.
And there's a quarantine.
Quarantine.
Yes.
It was a chihuahua.
Were they her dogs?
Or your
Yes, they were her dogs. And she tried to blame it on the assistant not doing the paperwork. Whatever.
Yeah.
What?
They flew in on a private plane. They had two dogs on the plane. And that's what happened.
So what happened in the end, though?
Johnny Depp is above the law.
They pay a $1,000 fine.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm sure he crapped that up.
And they said sorry on YouTube.
Yes.
He probably rolled that in his weed or something the night before.
Before then, they were talking smack about the whole situation, and it was just kind of funny that they had to eat some humble pie and make that video.
Here's a question. Would you have made the video? I wouldn't have made the video.
No.
I don't know what his PR person was thinking. I'd been like, fuck no, I'll just pay the money and be out of it.
But it's good fodder.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's been like, making fun of it. It's great.
So yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I was wondering, it might be good, might not be good. I guess I was just so against it that maybe this won't suck. I don't know.
I thought the first one was awful, so.
No, I agree. First one was awful.
I think, I don't know what, Disney's just making it because it made money. It's just.
Exactly.
It's a money thing.
I remember when they announced it, I'm like, why are they making this?
I don't think it's going to make a billion.
No.
Fuck no.
No.
I'm tired of Hollywood just making movies, just make money. I want good movies just throwing out there.
Oh, gee, great. Thanks.
I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there.
Good luck with that.
All right, let's move on. June 3rd, that Friday. Do you guys want to talk about Me Before You?
Pop star never stopping?
Oh, is that on that
movie? I don't even know what that is.
Movie?
That's The Lonely Island.
Is it?
Produced by Judd Apatow. Yeah.
It's directed too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, is it directed by Judd Apatow?
That's what it said in the thing I read.
Oh, crazy. It's a mockumentary.
It's weird because I did not see his name in the trailer. When I read the little blurb underneath it, it said he directed it.
Oh, crazy.
But I didn't IMDb. Maybe I should have.
Yeah, he's been doing this thing where he's just like.
Director is Akiva Schaffer.
Makes more sense.
Sad on the Hollywood Reporter.
I
read
more
that on Hollywood Reporter. They got to fucking fact check their shit.
Yeah, that's usually how they roll. Akiva Schaffer, Jorma Taccone, and Andy Samberg make up The Lonely Island. So Akiva usually directs, Jorma usually writes, and obviously Andy.
I'm going to go back to this just so we can make fun of them.
You do it.
I have Andy Samberg problems. I'm sorry.
You don't like him or you do like him?
I like him on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but that's pretty much the only thing I like him on.
You didn't like him on SNL?
Not really.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to say like...
I thought his digital shorts were the best.
I'm not going to say he never...
I missed them.
I'm not going to say he never did a good sketch ever. I'm just saying overall, I didn't like him. Hmm. But the thing is, I like the concept of this movie and I like all the cameos and like all the things they're doing with it. Like there's like so many cameos in this movie. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's like a One Direction kind of like this new version of like pop star, like jerk off, like documentary. Right.
Yeah.
But like something happens to his character. Like he goes down the shitter. Right.
What was that one that, oh crap.
The guy who did Super Size Me directed.
No.
Britney Spears. Katy Perry.
Are we talking about
Macklemore?
A mockumentary? Are we talking about
yes?
Spinal Tap.
Dewey Cox.
Dewey Cox, Walk Hard.
Yeah,
that was like a mock biopic.
But that shit was funny.
Yeah, that was.
But that kind of, like, do you think it's the same style or no?
No. This is gonna be this mockumentary. So it's like a
more
documentary.
More like Spinal Tap.
More like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, okay. More like Spinal Tap.
My only problem is gonna be Andy Samberg, which is I know the draw, but I was even just watching the trailer and he was kind of annoying me. I don't know. It's just me, I guess.
I'm not a big fan either. It's okay.
Oh, thank you. But I love the style. I love the idea. I love what they're trying to do. So
yeah,
and it is Judd Apatow. So I will go see it.
Okay, cool. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles looks like the cartoons.
Here's where I can take a nap.
Bebop.
Yeah, right.
It looks like a hot mess, but I'm gonna see it.
Yeah, me too.
100%.
They're hitting the right nostalgia notes. The last trailer is not as good as the trailer before it, where they had a No Sleep Till Brooklyn play.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was cool.
But I like how they're going hard at the mythology. They're like, yeah, Krang, fucking the Technodrome, like Rocksteady, Bebop, yeah. Baxter Stockman. Let's 100%. Do this.
And it looks like they fixed Shredder.
Yeah, they fixed Shredder.
Yeah. It's Michael Bay. And Michael Bay is directing this one again, isn't he?
He's not directing, he's producing. But it's a different director than the first one, too.
Yeah.
So this guy...
Casey Jones, even if they picked the wrong actor.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was so weird. Stephen Amell, when they announced that, I was like, what? Yeah. That's not who I would have envisioned.
Who was the guy in the 1990 version? That guy was great.
A dude that looked like Casey Jones?
Yeah.
Even in like, he has long hair. He's like a... He's a punk. He's not like some.
Yeah, exactly. He's supposed to be like super New Yorker, not like a bad actor.
Yeah, and then when I saw what Stephen Amell looks like, because I was thinking, well, maybe they'll change his appearance. No, he's Arrow.
He's Arrow.
Yeah. He's just Arrow.
I hope there's less of him and April, which is sad because like Casey Jones should be like the big standpoint for like
April thing. Bothers you? Megan Fox's mommy is so much anymore.
Oh, she's cool, but like it's just like the last movie was like an April O'Neil movie with the Ninja Turtles in it. You know, it was like from her point of view.
Yeah, that's true.
So hopefully that's what Out of the Shadows means is like, oh, this is a straight up a Ninja Turtles movie, you know?
What do you think of Tyler Perry for the casting? I thought that was great.
Not bad. Yeah. I mean, he was cool weird? And gone.
No, it's good.
Who said weird?
He was good.
Weird.
I said weird, oh, but said weird. It could work.
It could work, yeah.
Well, if you go to the current weird. Comic, he's black now. They changed.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm just saying, Tyler Perry he's so interesting with his choices.
True.
Like, he'll direct, and then he was in Star Trek.
Yeah.
And then he's like a Ninja Turtles. He's a fanboy.
Yeah.
He's a
fanboy. And then he was in Gone Girl.
Yeah.
And he like killed it.
He was so good in Gone Girl, and everybody's like, Tyler,
what?
Can act. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
I think he pulls like a Matt Damon. Like, he does big budget where he gets a good paycheck, and then he does his own stuff.
He has fun.
Yeah.
One for us, one
talented
for them.
Producer. He is very smart. He shoots very cheap and shoots some good stuff out of Atlanta.
That's how he makes all that money, right?
Oh, my God. He is loaded.
He has an empire. But yeah, I'm excited in a fun, kiddie way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a good film. It's
going to just be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Michael Bay produced film, but it's going to be cool.
Don't expect
it'll
nothing.
Be the opposite of Batman vs. Superman.
We know it's bad, but it's going to be fun.
I broke my own rule of not bringing up Batman vs. Superman.
I wonder how many times we're going to refer to that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we may actually enjoy it more, because we think it's going to be so bad that when we go see it, we're actually going to be like, oh
this is
bad.
Cool. Yeah.
You know what it
God,
is?
Oh, my God. Professional podcaster, Derek Vidgian.
Derek, what are you watching? Derek, get off Pornhub. Come on, man. We're trying to talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles right now.
It's all about expectations.
Yeah, 100%.
We're not expecting much.
Rocksteady Bebop. They're in it.
That's
they look
it.
Awesome.
And
they
Krang.
Look like the character. And Krang.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Who plays Krang? Do we know? Is anybody big?
I don't know. It should be like... Who is it?
Who? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know either. But but yeah. I mean, what's Krang's body name? Human?
Humanoid or something like that?
Something? That looks kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
But everything else I just got straight down. Like, oh, like I'll watch this. This is like Burger King Day.
If you read the comics now, I think they're literally pulling the storyline from the comic book, mm-hmm. which pulls the storyline from the cartoon. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We're not expecting, you know, award-winning performances here.
Yeah. I think kids will be. It's cool for the kids. Should we talk about
big June 10th? It's a big big week. Three big movies coming out. I think.
Yeah. Oh man, it's gonna be a slaughter.
What do you guys want to go with first?
Who do you think will win? Let's talk about that first winner first.
We should bet.
Ooh,
on the count of three.
The Conjuring 2.
Oh, you think so? That's what I was going to say, too, because it's a big sequel. It's not. It's directed by James Wan again, too.
Now
right?
He's back.
Now You See Me 2, though. Now You See Me 1 was good.
That's but was it one. Successful,
was that good?
Though?
Good enough to make a sequel.
It was good, and it did do well in the box office.
Did it, really?
So
was that Warner Brothers? Who did that?
No, I don't
know.
Or
Universal?
I
probably Universal.
I think it's Uni. Or was it Sony?
I'm more surprised this movie was good. It was good.
Now You See Me 1?
Yeah.
When you get to the point where you realize it's not the movie you thought it was trying to be, then it's like, oh, this is okay.
I just saw the trailer and I thought it was a pile of shit.
Pile of shit.
I did not see it in theaters, but I saw it on DVD.
It was more of a sleeper hit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they made a sequel, was just but The Conjuring was pretty big. I produce and make horror films, and I was scared shitless. Me and my horror director at the time, we were shooting a horror film. We went to go see The Conjuring. We literally slept in the family room with the lights on the couch, practically cuddling with each other because it was so scary.
Wow. Yeah.
They didn't have to use jump scares.
No. It wasn't cliche. It was just unnervingly scary.
Oh, man. They shot that beautifully. I'm really excited about that one.
That was the movie that I was like, oh, James Wan can fucking direct. Like, I'm kind of excited about Aquaman now.
Yeah, he's good. And also, when they were shooting The Conjuring 2, they actually had to get a priest on set to do an exorcism because I guess some weird stuff was going on.
Yeah, that's cool.
That makes me excited. Oh, man, that makes me scared.
And all the same cast are back. Am I correct? Like, it's like a continuation of the story?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Patrick Wilson. Yeah.
The demonologists are back. So, yeah, definitely.
I thought you just said you're not a horror movie fan.
No, but I really like The Conjuring, though.
But why did you go?
So good.
Oh. To watch it?
Yes.
Oh, I watched it in my apartment. I was writing a spec.
Were the lights on or off?
On.
Were your pants on or off?
Off.
That means nothing. I watch a lot of movies without my pants on. Just throwing it out there. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Just be comfy. Just be you.
Yeah, right?
Because, Lance, we know what a ladies' man you are, and we know who's with you.
I like nice circulation when I'm watching a film, and I don't like my legs to be, too hot. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that,
Is the entire
Or we talk about Warcraft. That's the other film gonna be on June 10th. Who's excited for first? There's four of us here.
I'm really curious.
I'm curious
excited
about
for
it.
Warcraft? No. I'm curious, but I'm not excited.
It does look weird. I saw the preview at Comic-Con. I was at that panel and I was sitting there going,
no one reacted.
The whole fucking thing's CGI. I'm like, oh, this looks like
crap. And it's kind of not even as good as the actual Warcraft cinematics.
No, I didn't even like the game in it. But here's a question now. So how many fans of the game, do you think there's enough fans of the game to actually make some money?
I think there's enough fans of World of Warcraft, but there's not, this isn't based on World of Warcraft. It's like Warcraft.
It's in the world.
That's true, yeah. Maybe not as much for a big movie, actually. But Warcraft has been around a while. That's kind of a staple of video gaming.
I mean, it was at one time, it was the biggest video game at that time. So
yeah.
It's
weird because this is the movie but we're all waiting. Video game movies are going to be the next comic book movies, but what's going to be the first
one? But they can't get it right though. It's challenging.
It's either this or Assassin's Creed,
I hear the trailer at CinemaCon for Assassin's Creed was amazing. So that means they're hopefully going to drop something pretty soon, probably during X-Men because it's Fox.
That was the guy that did Macbeth, right?
Yes, they got the cinematographer as well.
Crazy.
So and
everyone loved that.
Yeah,
I didn't see it, but. Everyone loved
it. Which one? Love Shakespeare.
Macbeth, the Macbeth adaptation that came
with
last October, right?
Yes, with Fassbender and Marion Cotillard.
Oh, maybe that was a screen test for what they wanted to do with Assassin's Creed, actually.
Could have been. Oh. And since he's producing Fassbender, he brought those people over to work on the film.
Is Fassbender producing the film?
He's executive producing,
Do you think he's a big video game fan?
From interviews, he said he had never played the game before, actually. But they came to him to star in it, and that's when he became interested. And he's all serious about the parkour and everything. He's been answering questions because a lot of people were concerned, you haven't played the game, but you're going to star in it, but he's definitely looks like he's done his research.
On the flip side, Duncan Jones is a big video game fan, so we'll see. I don't know if World of Warcraft specifically, but I've seen him tweet about every video game I've been playing. So he's just been okay.
I'm on 9B Pro because I'm interested to see what the budget is on this film.
My only thing
for Warcraft?
The thing that's interesting about you talking about them having enough of a fan base, the only problem is with that kind of fan base is they're probably really into torrent downloading.
True, 100%.
But torrent downloading has been a rough scene lately.
No, I'm just saying, but you can see the hacker computer nerds like, I ain't going to pay for that shit.
That's true, but I could also see them. I mean, Blizzard is one of the most has cultivated one of the biggest cult followings out of all the video game publishers. People either hate Blizzard or fucking love Blizzard. So I can see them wanting to support their.
It's so CGI'd. I feel like it could be better if they hadn't CGI'd it.
Wikipedia is saying the budget's $100 million. So I don't know how accurate that is, but
I mean, if that's accurate, it'll make its money. If that's it, but if so much of it is CGI, it's a possible.
Obviously, they're not spending it on advertising because I haven't seen it on shit.
And how come they haven't had any fan screenings or something to get some buzz out there? So,
but also, even cast wise, it's not. I mean, Dominic Cooper is the biggest actor in it.
Travis Fimmel.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Fucking Vikings is awesome.
He is, but he's not. He's not a topless, like,
no,
money.
No, he's not, but I'm just saying.
Costing
he's,
me. I mean, I'm talking about cost.
He's an amazing actor.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
At least he brings some acting credibility. Yeah, to the movie.
I mean, there's actually good actors. I mean, Ben Foster, there's good actors in the project, but I think Dominic Cooper would be the most expensive actor.
Right. There's no $20 million actor there.
Because none of them wanted to do it, probably.
I think I say.
I could see it making if it's $100 million, it can make a budget.
Travis Hill's already used a big fucking slang phrase and shit, so he's like, yeah, I'll do another one.
Yeah, it does say $100 million. Interesting.
I say Now You See Me 2 loses that weekend. What do you guys say?
Can I just say one thing about Now You See Me 2, considering I said I never bothered with the first one?
Yes, go for it.
Two words, Lizzie Kaplan, I'm there.
Oh, it is true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is everyone else there? Is
I think
Jesse Eisenberg?
No, Isla Fisher.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Isla didn't come back?
Oh, that's who Lizzie Kaplan's replacing?
I'm assuming. I'd lean towards Charisse on this kind of stuff.
Maybe Sacha Baron Cohen maybe doesn't have a thing for magicians or something.
Didn't she have another kid, though?
Oh, did she?
Has, I think, yeah. They have like two or three, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe she wasn't contractually obligated to come back.
True. But she's not. She's not even in any of the adverts, so she's not.
Is Ruffalo back?
Buffalo?
Ruffalo.
Oh, Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Marcus Ruffalo, the Hulk from Avengers. I don't know if you knew about that.
I was sitting there watching the trailer, though, and I had no idea Lizzie Kaplan was even in it. I saw her, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm watching.
You're going to watch it?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's all it takes. Lizzie Kaplan, I'm there.
Shouldn't it be a different cast of characters based on the title? Because it's like, Now You See Me, and Now You See Me Too. So it's like the person that they were seeing the first time. It's a bad joke. Let's move on.
I think you look amazing.
I like how you realized you like lost us.
But kept going. And
So I think it's going to be Conjuring 2, Warcraft, Now You See Me 2.
Wow. Really?
Conjuring first one was a sleeper hit.
Oh, actually, like that's exactly the order I was thinking in my head. Actually, yeah, yeah.
Wow, Mike just really?
Remember his own thoughts.
Yes, I think that
what do you
you're
guys
correct.
Think?
I'll go with that.
Yeah, you think so too?
But
yeah.
I didn't watch Now You See Me 1, so I don't understand what the appeal is for 2
to begin
with.
You don't see movies.
Man, we should do a pool.
Oh, you guys I'm sorry, go. Mr. Sits in the airport and watches shit. Fuck you.
I travel a lot and I still see movies.
Exactly, because you're sitting on the airplane watching movies.
True. I would see more movies if I was
Google
actually in
Google glasses, Derek, and work I while know, you watch I a know, movie.
I so I went to the IMDb page for Now You See Me 2, and I looked up one of the actors that's in it, Alexander Cooper. I'm just telling you guys, you have to look this up. His headshot is an illustration.
What? That's crazy.
That's really funny.
I like that.
I could draw it better though.
Yeah.
Ooh, AC.
What's his name again?
Hit up Lance.
It's Alexander Cooper.
Alexander Cooper, if you're listening, because I know you really want to, you should ask. I'll draw it for you for free.
On your new Mac Pro?
MacBook Pro, yeah. I'll paint it for you. Digital painted.
Okay, so that's that weekend, right? Let's move on because we're only in June and it's been an hour. Central Intelligence and Finding Dory, both spy Ooh. Movies. Just kidding. One's a
Central Intelligence, that rock
Finding
movie.
Nemo.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty fun. I mean, that's
the rock
one
of
those
bother.
Two is funny.
It's their winning combo. Yeah.
I bet that. Nope. Just kidding. I was like, I bet that takes the weekend. It's Finding Dory. Never mind. That's gonna fucking
Finding
be huge.
Dory. Well.
Finding Dory. I mean, I think going into that, they knew they weren't going to be the number one film, but I think it's going to make budget. I mean, budget probably for counterintelligence. It's probably like $30 million.
Yeah, if that's
counter programming too, right? Is it rated R?
Yeah, it's is it rated R?
I'm pretty sure. Let me look it up.
Ooh, that would make it more interesting.
PG-13.
Oh, it's PG-13. Oh,
which is still fine though. I think that's because
Kevin Hart's like a clean comedian. Right?
Yeah, the high schoolers, the college.
No, he's not.
I mean, unless you have kids or you really would just want to go see. I mean, don't worry, I'm gonna see them both, but. I think Finding Dory is going to win, but counterintelligence is going to make money.
And they must already know that it must be tracking well, because if it wasn't, I don't think they would have announced those two would be on Jumanji so quick. Like,
that's right. What?
There's a Jumanji remake. As you know, they've been wanting to get one off the ground.
Thank God.
But now they finally announced it, and it's going to be Kevin Hart and The Rock.
I think it'd be awesome.
So who plays who? Kevin Hart plays Robin Williams?
Robin Williams is... I'm not even gonna go there.
They're probably gonna they're gonna go so different with
it. I have
it.
Too much respect.
Wait, it's a remake, not a sequel?
Probably remake.
It's a remake.
Well, it could easily be a sequel. Somebody else finds the board.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just different people, different like 100% setting.
100% different, same board.
I want to see Jumanji in like Brooklyn or something. That'd be tight. Oh,
I think awesome. That'd be funny as hell. Like do like a block, like the block thing with it. Like a John Boyega star, you know.
Oh, Attack the Block?
Get some kids like that. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
They don't play the game. They just want to fight the animals.
How amazing would it be if they were to remake the original Jumanji, not change it, but update the CGI?
Oh, that'd be great. I mean, it's not even that bad, though. Too.
It's not that. But it's
they could
if you update it, yeah.
They could do that, actually.
They could easily do that. I mean, they did with Jurassic Park.
Just re-release it.
Give it to George Lucas. He'll fix it.
There you go.
I can't even see it.
And then you'll have terrible acting. Oh,
Central Intelligence is going to be is the person that sees Central Intelligence is the person that's like, oh, Finding Dory. I don't want to watch that.
Well, the 100%. Thing also,
I'm cool.
The thing that sometimes happens, not always, but sometimes happens also, is for animation movies, everyone goes in like the first 2 weeks and then it drops off. And Central Intelligence has a possibility to actually last longer.
Word of mouth.
Yeah,
it is Finding Dory. I mean, Finding Nemo made a shit.
Well, that's something. Sometimes cartoons last forever. So,
but it is a sequel, and most sequels for Disney cartoon wise don't do as well. So,
unless
and
it's like Toy Story.
Yeah,
that's true. But it is yeah. Pixar.
Yeah, it's Pixar. I think it's gonna win.
Cars is just disappointing.
And it is a sequel to it's a sequel to like, you know, the original Pixar mm-hmm. 5 or whatever those are.
Ooh, here is my prediction. I predict it's gonna be the number one film, Finding Dory. It's gonna be the number one film for 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Okay,
I can go with that.
Wow, what's coming up next week? Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, so what Lance is saying for the listeners that aren't following along,
it's said, it's spoken,
is that Finding Dory is not only going to win the first weekend, but also June 24th when Independence Day Resurgence
You're
comes out.
You're fucking yep. crazy.
100%.
No way.
I can tell you.
All right.
I think it'll have a good opening, but we'll see if it has legs, Independence Day.
I will bet you.
We have to see.
There is verbal confirmation. I will bet you drinks at a bar on that one.
High stakes.
What kind of how expensive of drinks?
Not top shelf, asshole.
PBR? What kind are we talking here? Are we talking like a $2 PBR? Are we talking like a bottom shelf?
No, Jarek's talking about a McKellen 25, which is a whiskey.
I like that. Okay, that works.
For people that don't know.
100%.
That.
Shake.
Independence Day Resurgence. I mean, there's kind of been
I don't
like,
care if it beats by one fucking dollar. It's going to beat it.
The trailer did nothing for me, but I'm going to see it for nostalgic purposes.
And yeah, me too. I'm just going to ignore, exactly where I'm
gonna ignore the fact that they killed Will Smith out. That yeah. really annoys me.
Do you think he's really
me.
Dead? Dumb. Or do you think it's like a secret thing that he's actually alive and he's going to be in it?
I've heard that theory. I like it, but I doubt it.
And they've been able to keep it a secret.
Yep.
No, like the theory was that he's killed off in the movie, but it's only in news footage. But like when you find out in the third movie when he wants to come back, that it was like a secret. Like it was
I
like
think a third arc.
Oh, but there's no way he's in the second one.
No.
Okay. Here's my prediction. I think he is in Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh, you think
you're
going to
see him in the third arc?
Oh, third act. That would be the biggest thing. Ever.
That's like
right. That would spoiler. Be amazing. If
that
could
be awesome. Like Cloverfield.
If they could pull that off, that'd be fantastic.
Like either the aliens have him or there's a reason he's not there. This is my prediction. I have not seen
that
it.
Would
I don't
be
know.
Cool.
And
I
then Will Smith has been playing along the whole time, like making people think that he wasn't. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be the craziest thing.
I'm gonna be so
ever.
Disappointed now that it doesn't happen. Damn you, Lance.
And it's not gonna happen. You ruined the movie for us.
Well, maybe I did, but I still think it's gonna. I think it'd be great.
You should have wrote the movie.
I should.
Okay,
I
so you said 2 weeks. So that's the first. Week
I don't. I don't really.
Because there's nothing else on June 24th that's worth it.
I'm kind of with Sharice. I'm not really. Sure, if it's going to be good, but I will go see it.
Ooh. Yeah,
hey, man.
What do you think? A B plus?
Well, you know, Free State.
It doesn't look bad.
See,
it doesn't look bad.
Weren't you? We were talking about Matthew McConaughey's Free State. Is that right?
That,
that comes out on the 24th.
Yeah. Oh, I think I said the limited release. Probably.
The limited release probably okay. just okay, in LA and New York, Chicago.
I still don't think. I think Finding Dory is still going to take that.
No,
but they're definitely not going to take July 1st, right? Because we have
Legend of Tarzan.
Legend of Tarzan, which I don't know if that. Will
I'm
take
excited.
It,
I really like the trailer.
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
I think it looks really, and I love the actor. I think it's gonna be awesome.
Alexander Skarsgård.
I hope it does well because I want to see him do more leading man stuff. Hopefully, I mean, I think he's good. I think he's talented. I think the trailer looks awesome. What do you think? Charisse is shaking her head. What's she doing?
I love him. I love Eric from
Charisse
True Blood.
Is like, there's no Tom Hiddleston. I don't care. No.
No, I love Eric from True Blood. I have some issues, but
what are the issues? Are you allowed to tell me?
No behind the scenes stuff.
Just personal stuff. We don't want anything behind the scenes. I just want your opinion. I value it, Charisse. Tell me your opinion.
I'm just wondering how they're going to approach the colonialism and the
oh yeah, that's true. But it's anti-colonial, right?
Yeah.
It's a good white guilt movie.
There you go. And then also,
if anything, Tarzan fights that.
There you go. Yeah.
The badass stampede.
The great white hope again.
True, but technically that's all. It has always been a great white hope for that story.
You're very right.
From the 20s or 30s, it's actually one of the original great white hopes.
I'm probably just tired of that story.
I see what you're saying.
But I'll see it because he looks amazing. So, you know.
He's white Mowgli.
On the big screen. You know, when you said that, every trailer, I was like, this is the Jungle Book.
Yeah. White Jungle Book.
It's the way.
100%. So WB doesn't even have to make another one.
Is this Warner Brothers?
It is. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? Margot Robbie is amazing. So amazing. I really want to see the love
Derek's
connection.
Interest
is
she peaked. Jane? He's like, whoa,
I was
wait.
Like, I was yes, like, Jane. I don't even need to see why. I don't even need to tell anyone that's listening to this podcast why I'm going to go see this movie. No one.
100%.
But for new listeners, Derek has a big crush on Margot Robbie.
I mean, she's
and he can't stand up right now.
A good year, man. I mean,
she's so talented and gorgeous. She's so gorgeous and so talented. She blew me away for the fact that she came out of nowhere. She's extremely talented. And she actually takes it serious. I'm a big fan of hers.
I knew that she was going to be
Mine, fucker.
Whoa.
Hate over. I mean, Derek, you can have her. It's okay.
I knew
okay,
she was going to be big when I watched her at Pan Am, okay?
Oh.
I didn't know she was
like she was from what?
Pan Am. Remember that show?
Oh, she was in the TV show.
And I was like, she's got something with
Christina Ricci.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, Christina Ricci. Yeah, that was Christina Applegate.
So next, also we have the BFG and the Purge. How do you guys think those Purge election?
The BFG that should be big, right? Roald Dahl, Steven Spielberg, Disney.
Like I watched the trailer for this, and I'm just very.
I am
intrigued,
clueless. I can't tell you
just,
what goes on.
I even read the little blurb about it. I don't understand what it is.
You guys weren't
though.
A fan of the book back in the day.
I don't read.
Nope.
I read comic books.
Nope, I don't think it's going to be that good.
I was reading Ghost Rider.
The trailer's magical, so I'm hoping it does well.
Yeah, but it's a good book. I
don't know how many people have read the book.
I have.
That's true. But I mean, it's like the guy. This is the guy who did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Who wrote
sense.
James and the Giant Peach?
And
like
the director Steven Spielberg, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
and
I
Spielberg
honestly,
going back to his like child roots.
Going
you know?
Back. True. If Buzz is good, then we'll know.
Yeah.
We'll know in the next month or so. There'll probably be some buzz on it. You'll probably have some test screenings, and we'll know. But hopefully, but I think it'll do well.
I'm intrigued because I saw the trailer. And I'm not quite sure what it's about.
I couldn't tell you what goes on.
Yeah.
I think they're assuming that the people who are watching the trailers read the book, which is a mistake.
I've never read the book.
I'm sure they figured that out because it didn't get a lot
there's
of hits.
There's a giant or something
knows.
In it?
Yeah.
So it's called The Big Fucking Giant? Is that what the name
I was going to say
that's Big Fucking Gun like in Doom.
I got Big Fucking Giant out of it. That's what I got.
Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, Big Friendly Giant.
That's stupid. Because it's called The Big Fucking Giant, man.
That's what everyone's going to call
it. Big Fucking 100%. Giant, man.
That's no one's going to say, man, that's a Big Friendly Giant. That's not going to happen. It's a Big Fucking Giant.
There's going to be memes over this. We know it already.
Yep, that's the Apatow version of it.
If you've noticed, none of us have children. And so that's why we're going there.
We are all children.
Kids will call it Big Friendly Giant. So, yeah.
But so what is it? She has like a pet giant?
Yeah, it's a big fucking giant.
No, there's like they're in a land of like bad giants and there's one good giant that helps this kid. And it's a very heartwarming story.
So there's humans and giants live together?
Wow. Well, humans exist and then there's like off in the mountains. There's giants.
Did you not see Jack the Beanstalk? I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, sorry, on, my bad. Sorry.
Jack the Giant Killer.
This looks better, though.
Yeah, way better.
Oh, yeah, Steven Spielberg. What's the last film?
But he's just
Steven
producing
directed?
It, right? Is he directing?
Bridge of Spies.
Oh, that was a great movie.
What's like the last good like imaginative movie?
But he just
Steven Spielberg is directing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is.
Ooh,
interesting.
He's going back to sci-fi too.
That goes
so
credibility.
He's finally
going back to his roots, which is cool.
Do you count this as sci-fi though?
No, we're talking about
fantasy.
I would say fantasy.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. He's doing that.
That's my favorite book. I cannot wait.
You guys are books.
You would love the
reading is good.
Reading is good for you.
Reading.
And then you can't pay attention to anything, Derek.
Comic books is reading. That's still
and
reading.
You have no empathy.
I really give him credit for July 1st, though. You got three movies I think are all going to do well. You got Legend Tarzan, so you got the action. You got the BFG for the kids and stuff. Then you got the Purge election year, which I never watched any of the Purges, but it's going to be that horror.
What's the first one?
The second one's better.
You see Crossbones is in it?
Yeah, Crossbone. He's a really cool guy. He follows me on Instagram. I kind of like that. But anyways, besides, he does.
I need a fucking autograph.
I've talked about boxing.
He needs to sign my Kingdom poster.
Does he want to touch your butt?
That's Crossbones, dude. He's really good. He will cut. Anyways,
or maybe he wants to touch your butt. That's fine.
Really
he can touch your butt.
Frank Grillo.
Okay. Awesome actor.
If you haven't watched Kingdom, you should. It's good.
But if you do,
Frank Grillo,
Universal Halloween Horror Nights, they have a whole Purge thing. That's how I know about Purge. So he will kill you.
I wanted to see the second one.
No, it's good. I just like the fact that they're going and they're showing. The first was just the family, right? And then the second one was out in the urban area. This one is now about the government and how they're the ones that need to be overthrown. And I think that's what people are finally going to do in this third movie is just end it.
Why do we have this fucking stupid idea of a thing? Like, well, who voted on this?
Someone's watching them.
That's cool.
Trump supporters.
It's a Bernie Sanders election film. Anyways, moving on.
Okay, let's
go. Walt the Pooh.
Let's avoid the politics right now.
All right, anyways.
But next year, next week.
Okay, so wait, we're going into like Finding Dory. I still think Finding Dory is going to be number one or very close to number one.
Hold on.
No, but Finding Dory, three weeks later?
Yep.
Wow, really? No, I think the BFG.
The BFG will probably knock it out.
Yeah.
3 weeks
it's
later.
It's the same company, it's Disney.
Just saying. That's what I think.
All right. Well,
that'd be crazy. But Mike, I mean, regardless, a Disney movie is going to be.
So that shows they only need 2 weeks.
You can have one of my drinks that Lance buys me.
You're going to be buying me that whiskey.
Yeah, okay.
There you will.
Secret Life of Pets is next. That's all I have for July 8th. Are they just
I'm so excited about that movie. You just
also,
don't understand.
I like all the talent they got.
I don't even know. Explain.
The trailer is hilarious. It's just basically what the pets do when their parents or their humans are away.
Is it like DreamWorks, Pixar, something?
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
Right?
DreamWorks with Uni.
Who's Uni?
Universal.
Oh, Uni. I like that.
She does that in-house lingo stuff. You see that? You guys all watching this, you can call it Uni now. Not Univision. Universal. You heard it from Shreese here. Yes, you did. Hey, y'all, guys, also, Mike and Dave need a wedding date. That's coming
out.
That
looks funny as fuck.
It looks really funny.
That
it's
looks like really good.
Crashers 2, kind of, almost.
But, that, like, reversed, like, that looks gender like, reversed. Yeah.
You know what that movie looks like? That looks like the movie that I could go to, like, Alamo Draft House and get drunk off my fucking ass and watch that movie.
Oh, that would be dope. I wish we had one out here.
Me too.
When is the one opening here?
I don't know. I've been waiting forever.
Now, hopefully.
They keep saying
before the summer.
Hopefully in time for the Star Wars. They're doing a whole, like, Star Wars re-release of the originals.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Not the originals. I've already complained to him about this, but it's going to be like the 1998 Lucas. Ones.
I saw the trailer for this movie, and with loving Aubrey Plaza and Anna Kendrick, but the whole concept of the movie just looks hysterical.
Yeah, they're just sloppy as fuck, and they just jump onto this whole like weird thing that they're trying to do.
And Lance's best friend, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Zac Efron's a really nice guy. I'm just going to throw it out there.
That's cool. This is a good year for comedies, man. There's
that
some
is
big
true.
Ones.
Until Ghostbusters. Anyways, sorry.
I think I'm...
Oh, yeah, July 15th.
Ghostbusters. I like Paul Feig.
I'll
be honest, from what I have seen, because I did some stuff I can't even talk about, but I'm not happy. I mean, now what stuff I saw was over. Let's see, when was it? That would have been last summer. So or this summer that just passed. So
you
I'm not
scenes
too happy about
or
it.
What?
Yeah, I saw some scenes. I saw before CGI stuff. I wasn't too impressed. But
that's like a year of work though.
I'm like sad about the Ghostbusters because it doesn't look good.
You understand exactly. The story, guys, right? See? You understand that it has nothing to do with the original Ghostbusters. All they took the original script and they just changed the genders. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's why I'm sad.
Change the names, change the genders, and it's Ghostbusters 1 all over again with women Ghostbusters.
Oh.
See,
yeah.
and
how
this,
stupid. And then you got the original cast came back for cameos to play like a taxi cab driver or some shit like that. It's like they could have easily continued the storyline with the present day
or done
with girls.
A different universe or something.
What is a different universe? That's what it is. But it's the same script. Stay puffed.
Yeah, like a different like set of characters though.
Yeah, there's a Lady Slimer crap like that. I'll be honest, guys. I mean, I think they could easily done better and done like just a continuation of Ghostbusters. I'm a big Ghostbusters fan, by the way.
I agree.
I'm a big fan of that cast.
And if it fails, they're just going to blame it on the female cast.
100%, which
is
bullshit.
Which is shitty.
No, the cast is fine. I watched the trailer and I'm like, this just doesn't look funny.
And what's I'm gonna go with Charisse on this and she'll probably agree with me. What's the black actress in that? What's her name?
Oh,
from SNL.
Oh. Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones.
She was actually supposed to be the subway person.
Yeah, and that
which was supposed to be the role from what's her name, but I can't think of her name
Melissa.
Melissa McCarthy.
And they flipped it. Yeah.
They flipped it because Melissa wouldn't do it. Bothered by that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Leslie Jones gets to be stereotypical again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I know New York.
And I'm like,
as bad as it is,
I cringe.
She does it really well, though.
She does.
She does.
She does it on SNL all the time.
She does, but it would just be nice to have different representation. I'm not saying that you can't play that character. Just, we see a lot of that type of character.
Yeah, that's true.
McCarthy could have played that character.
That's true.
And, oh, it would have been fun to see McCarthy do that, though. She could easily do
that. But then that's kind of always in her wheelhouse, isn't it?
Well, it's Jones' wheelhouse, too. I mean,
true.
I don't know.
Both
but why
that character?
Yeah, it's why can't Leslie be the scientist or something? It's, you know, it's always, they go for the generalizations, but, you know, I'm hoping.
Team Charisse.
That's right. I don't know.
I'm still going to see it. Kay McKinnon is the fucking breakout of this SNL cast. And
yes.
Like,
she's fantastic.
The world getting to see Kay McKinnon on a big stage excites me. So she's like,
I'm not necessarily saying you can't watch it, but I'm just saying I'm not excited.
I will see it if I have a free screen.
No one's excited. No one wants to see this but me. So
okay.
That's cool.
they're making toys. Like I know, because the original thing is funny. So with the original
Funko Pops are cute.
Funko, yeah. The original thing with the toys is like there was no toys to go along with the movie. The movie was with a giant hit, so then they had to make toys really quick for the cartoon stuff. So like they're actually there's a ton of toys coming out for this too. So we'll see.
That's cool. Mike's gonna be sitting in the $5 theater by himself.
They're riding on.
No,
the
I'm gonna watch it on IMAX or whatever. I'll see it the first weekend. No, I'll probably just not talk about it with anyone ever.
So I mean, the way that's going, shoot, maybe Finding Dory will be the winner for that week as well.
Damn, you think Finding Dory is taking the summer? All right, what's next weekend?
Well, you also got The Infiltrator.
Through that's August.
The funny thing is he ends up being right about this. We're all going to look silly, but
yeah, you guys are.
I think you're on crack, so. Infiltrator is a summer movie? I didn't know that.
Infiltrator, July 15th. Bryan Cranston.
I just saw him tweeting about it.
Yeah, I mean, I love anything Bryan Cranston.
And he breaks into something?
Nope.
What happens? Nope. He infiltrates something.
You want me to?
What if no infiltrating happens?
Bryan Cranston plays an undercover U.S. Customs agent who infiltrates the globe's most powerful cartels and takes down the largest drug and money laundering operation in U.S. history.
Now what is this? A thriller?
Now he's taking
movie?
Down Heisenberg?
It's a drama thriller.
It's a drama thriller? Okay, this
it's
is...
A,
this
it's
is not going to be
Miller.
Drummer.
A driller. It's a driller because it's the infiltration.
Yeah, but the cast is great. Bryan Cranston, Benjamin Bratt, John Leguizamo, Diana Kruger. It's going to be great. I'm excited about it.
So it's not going to be Bryan Cranston's. It's not BC's Taken. It's not his version of like old man action movie.
No, I don't. Think
okay,
so
that's
at
good.
No.
Oh,
come on. Come on.
Thank fucking God, because Bryan Cranston, you don't have to stoop to that level. You did Breaking Bad.
All right, and then
and Malcolm, yeah.
Star Trek Beyond,
anyone? July 22nd.
I can't wait to get Trace on this.
Anyone?
I'm not excited for it at all. I'll be honest.
Okay, we talked about it off mic, so we should voice our what we said on off mic.
I thought there was going to be Klingons.
I just think that you know the first trailer just put so many people off that I don't know how they're going to bring them back. Maybe they're working on a really good second trailer because even Simon Pegg and the director Justin was like, "What
hated the trailer? Right?
Hated the trailer. They both were like." That wasn't what we expected. They didn't say they hated, but you could tell that
it's because
they
Suicide
didn't
Squad
like,
came out and they put it towards rock music. And like, we gotta do the same thing.
They did,
and it's like, and it's a throwback to the 2009 one.
Well, yeah. What they really want. Well, this is what I from what I read about the studio is that they wanted the new Star Trek to feel more like Guardians of the Galaxy, but. Star Trek isn't Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's what we got in that trailer. And so that makes me concerned if that's what we got in the trailer. Is that really what we're going to be seeing in the film? And even there's one of the female aliens that kind of looked like, you know, like Gamora. So I don't know.
We'll, air quotes, the Klingon female.
Yes. Idris, I'm just annoyed that he's in the film, but we won't get to see his beautiful face.
This is it's a surprise, though, because Simon Pegg co-wrote the script.
He wasn't given a lot of time to do it, because remember, we had... Isn't it Robert Ortsy that was on it? And they kicked him off and he only had like a few months. And they were basically shooting while he's still finishing up the script.
Oh yeah,
script.
That's super rushed.
It was super rushed.
What
yeah.
part of the script writing did he realize that the Klingons are racist? I'm just throwing it out there. They're all black. Hey, it's cool. I like my Klingons, but if they should embrace it and just have Klingons, not these weird green aliens.
Or it could be, or I'm going to flip it, and I normally wouldn't, but maybe because they're like the most badass characters. They're like, who are the most badass people that we know? Black people.
They could be. So, fine, but he could have easily done the Klingons and not made them all black and just done Klingons, made them look like badass future modern Klingons.
Star Trek Next Gen. Yeah, that's when it started. Yeah,
I think they should have went
I was waiting for Rosario Dawson to be a Klingon because she said she really wants to be one.
That'd
and
be awesome.
That would have been
that'd
badass. Be awesome. Have like a female Klingon captain. That would be. They need to do that for the new show.
They do. Hey, Derek
still
knows
in jail. She's still in jail though.
That's okay. I just met Rosario Dawson up in New York.
Did you?
She
did you?
Is amazing.
Bail for bail.
I would in a heartbeat. No, she just recently got you know, she got arrested. But if I was there, I would have bailed her out.
But for like a badass reason to be
arrested.
Yeah, for a
big
reason.
Bernie supporter, and she was
protesting,
boycotting in D.C.
Awesome. She's also a big civil rights person too, because she's been arrested before back in like 2003 and stuff. So
she can do no wrong.
She's awesome. Yeah, I met her too. She's really
so
cool.
Nice. Like literally, when I saw
and
she was
a nerd.
She is a giant nerd. She was talking about Daredevil and everything. But like, there's doing some autographs and stuff, and people were bringing their kids. She was holding their kids. Who knows how many germs these kids have? And she's holding them, kissing them on their cheek. Thank
she's
God
been
she's
in
still
jail.
Alive. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
She has been.
So
jail,
did you get her
okay.
number?
I did not get her. I got a picture with her though.
Okay. Cool.
She'll remember me.
Yes.
She'll remember.
Lance, you're handsome, but not that handsome. Come on.
She likes white guys.
She likes white guys.
Rosario Dawson.
She likes white guys. She dated Jay-Z. People don't know that.
Actually, I didn't know that.
She dated Jay-Z?
Yeah, they were an item.
They got that New York thing together, huh?
Yeah.
Who's that guy dating now? Just kidding. So, okay, let's play this game for Star Trek Beyond.
Ryan Reynolds. No, who she dated? She dated, what's the white guy she dated?
Oh, the guy from Sex and the City. Why can't I think of his name?
Didn't she date the guy from Beyond the Pines?
Oh, that was a girl, and her name was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, no.
She was dating
Evan Handler?
She was dating French guy for a while.
The blonde, sexy guy that...
I never watched Sex and the
City. He was the boy
toy. You're talking about three guys.
Samantha's boy toy. They were together for a couple of years, Rosario and that guy.
Okay. Lance, are you really looking up your competition?
He kind of
right
favored
now?
You, Jesus actually. His name was something Lewis.
Okay, mark this spot I'm to edit it out.
No, I swore she dated Ryan Gosling. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, did she?
I think she did.
No, that's Eva Mendez.
Oh, I got him.
That's you're the other Latina.
Yeah, you're getting your Latinas confused.
Oh,
they have a baby.
On.
Jason Lewis.
I'm
look
sorry,
him
Rosie.
Up.
I'm sorry, Rosie. I'm sorry.
That's the baby.
Now she'll never date.
Damn it! I screwed
tweet
it up.
This podcast episode.
Yeah, you will.
Damn
you're
it!
You're talking about black people being Klingons. You can't even tell the difference between two.
She's Puerto Rican. Hey, Rosario Dawson's Puerto Rican and half black.
Let's play this game. Okay, let's go around. What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score for Star Trek Beyond is going to be?
50.
Ooh. What was Batman versus Superman?
Sorry. 30?
29%.
Around there.
Whoa, really? Oh, I hope you're wrong.
I'm thinking 45.
30.
45?
I say 30.
I'll take the high. I'll take 50.
I'm going to say it's rotten. What is it? What is fresh? 60%
it's
fresh?
It's like 60.
60 is fresh, yeah.
60 is fresh. It's
so
rotten.
I'm going below at least, but not too below.
Rotten.
Wow, dude, you guys think it's going to be rotten?
How about the gratuitous like female sex scene from the first, from the second one? Remember when like she's like getting...
Oh, Alice Eve?
Yeah,
that was like, weird. Changing?
Do you think we'll have one of those again?
No.
I don't think so because there was enough of a what
wait,
the hell?
Because it was poorly shot and
we'll
weird
probably
angle.
Be amazing.
Yeah, and like completely unnecessary.
What the hell was the cinematographer thinking? He could have easily done it much better. I mean, let's be honest, but it was awkward.
Probably be amazed if there's one skinny clad woman in the whole thing because they got so much shit for it.
Yeah.
I think Leonard Nimoy is in it again.
Really?
Or something. They just rumored. Or there's some way that they had like maybe they're using
she
video.
She knows inside stuff.
Leonard
no,
Nimoy.
No, this was in print.
Wasn't Shatner ever
no, like some
to come
video.
Back?
They were trying to bring
they
him
back. They hate Shatner. That's not, I don't think it's happening.
Shatner also hates them because they fucked up his story too.
Yeah, well.
Well, the good
didn't call him.
The
Shatner
thing,
wants in, though. He wants in. He wants
Shatner
in
Shatner wants
movies.
Freaking money, I'll be honest. He wants notoriety.
Right.
The good thing is, if this doesn't work out, we could still look forward to the TV show.
Which is going to be amazing.
Which is not in the same universe, either.
No. Oh, really?
No, I'm glad, because they're basically saying, we're just going to start our own thing here. Because if it does well, then they can have a new movies
yep.
with the new crew.
The there movie, the first Star Trek was so good, too. And then they kind of screwed
JJ's
it up.
JJ's first one?
Yeah.
I, yeah,
really I did that. I worked on that. That was
I really
fun.
Love that one, yeah.
What'd you do on it?
I was just an extra. I ran around cool. in a cadet
what's
uniform.
Really?
What scene?
What scene?
What scene?
Derek, get your DVD copy.
I've watched it so many times.
Okay, the scene where the drill...
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People say they've seen me just running.
Well, you're on the...
I'm one of the cadets. One of the many cadets that's fleeing from
you
the drill.
It here.
Oh, on
Sharice
Vulcan?
Is cadet number 75.
Oh, the last scene.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
And I'm also in the extras.
That's CSUN, right?
Yeah, yeah. And okay. then I'm in the extra somewhere because there's like a gif floating around of me standing next to Chris Pine and yeah.
You have
and,
your own gif?
And Carl Urban and I'm laughing.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
What? That is kind
do
of
you that? Fame.
I remember when it happened. I was between those two hunks
is
of man.
Is Warner Bros. Wow. Okay with that you're in a gif?
Are they okay? They're like, they're wait okay a minute.
Well, a very appropriate gif.
You know all that's going to make me sad about watching the Star Trek? Is I'm going to look at Carl Urban and be like, almost human.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it's going to do.
Nice guy, by the way.
Oh, I've heard good things about him.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Ice Age Collision Course? Do you think Star Trek will beat it?
I don't give a shit.
Yes,
it will.
I think
the one before didn't do that well either.
Meltdown?
What are they on? Like the 10th one?
That was
it's
Meltdown,
like the
right?
Land Before Time. Remember? I love the Land Before Time, by
they're
the way.
Still
but
making those probably.
You can make me cry, Land Before Time. But,
yeah, they made like 16 of those, I think.
Jesus Christ, they made so many. My kid sister was born 10 years after me, and they were still making them. When she was alive, I was like, oh my God.
There's a good trivia for it. Whether there's more Friday 13s or Land Before Times.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or more episodes of Firefly. I'm pretty sure it's more Land Before Times.
It hurts. I like Firefly.
I know, me too.
I love Firefly.
Nathan
is that,
Fillion.
Is that the only thing that?
I have a man crush on Nathan Fillion. He actually sat on my lap last Comic-Con. Yeah. I had an interview with him. He sat on my lap. He's a cool guy.
For the listeners, Lance has a big boner.
All I did was I can't stand up right now. All I did was curse you for getting that interview. I'm like, you fucker.
Yeah. What were you gonna say, Shrees?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right. So should we move on? Are we okay with this?
Is that more that's all up? That's happening?
It's only those 2 weeks. Yeah, just okay. Star Trek Beyond and Ice Age.
What do you have for the weekend after? That's 29th.
Jason Bourne.
Ooh, you know his
fuck
name.
Fuck yeah.
And Bad Moms.
So he's coming back to the franchise. He's
coming back. I'm excited.
Do you like Legacy?
The trailer
you
like looks Legacy? Good.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, the trailer looks fucking awesome.
For what it is, I think it was good. It was enjoyable. It's tying it all together, so
yeah.
I think so.
And this, yeah, this is like takes place after Ultimatum, right?
Yeah.
And this is what he does best.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him in action movies.
I mean, I'm a big Matt Damon fan. I personally think he's
Matt Damon.
The thing about him is so cool is like he can do an indie film. He'll do like The Martian, then he'll do Born Identity. Like he does all these.
Wait, The Martian was an indie film?
No, I'm saying he'll do like an indie film, then he'll do The Martian, or like he has a wide range.
Even do comedy.
He can. Hence The Martian. It won an award for comedy.
But he also thinks that, you know, the whole diversity thing is a little bit
just in front of the camera.
Okay, never mind. We hate him. I hate him. Oh God, I'm so over Matt Damon.
No, he's good. He's just when he's not talking.
Yeah,
when he's not voicing his own ideas.
I like him as much as I like my one night stands. Just don't talk too much.
When the Boston doesn't come out, I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
I totally forgot about that. When was that? That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Talking over F.
I hate Jason Bourne. Bad Moms, though. Yeah.
Who's in that?
Mila Kunis.
Bad Moms.
The return of Mila Kunis to the
Oh, they're trying to like
Christina Applegate.
There's like a good mom, Kristen and then like Bell. The bad moms are like, hey, join us, right? And like they just take her out.
That
sounded like a joke, but I think that's the actual plot.
That could be funny.
There's no fucking trailer. I don't understand.
That's not a good sign.
It's too early.
It is early.
Really?
I think it's early.
For like a nothing movie?
For a film that probably wasn't even more than $20-30 million.
But we're only like 3 months away. How is there not a trailer?
I don't think it's one of those. I don't think it's going to need that much.
That is a valid point. Now, there is a trail from Mike and Dave Needs a Wedding Dates. So
but that's like 3 weeks before that. Right?
Whatever.
There's a trailer for like almost every single movie that we've listed except for Bad Moms. I went through all this. I don't understand.
Even
it.
Comedies after this?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Suicide Squad. Pete's Dragon has a trailer.
Yeah, Pete's Dragon has a trailer.
Yeah.
The BFG one at least has a minute and a half one.
All right. I got to give it to Derek here. I think he's right. There's no trailer for Bad Moms.
I still think it doesn't really need that much marketing.
I think it's not a good sign, is what it is.
I'm a big Kristen Bell fan. I like Kristen Bell.
Fucking yeah. Kristen Bell's awesome.
Kristen Bell.
I guess I'm just really. I guess part of it is because I'm really excited to see Mila Kunis come back, and it seems like it's a comedy, and she's really funny. So there you go.
Yeah. And they're all moms. Like it's good.
Oh yeah,
it plays.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
and it's cool that Mila. You know, she said she really didn't want to come back to acting. So this must have been a funny script.
What?
She's a mom now, and she said she would rather just stay home.
Family Guy money.
I heard
she was in two huge sitcoms.
I heard she was going to take a break, but I didn't. And I never heard that she was like.
She was considering like just being done.
Damn, and Black Swan was so good. It's like, fuck, where were you after?
It's like, yeah, it's weird too. She's one of those ones that she got pregnant like at the pinnacle of her career.
Kristen Bell.
Like she was like pretty much at the biggest height that she had been.
And then Jupiter Ascending happened. No.
But let's talk about Suicide Squad.
Were
you more excited about Suicide Squad or Batman vs. Superman?
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, 100%. Good point.
Honestly, Batman and Solomon Arkham thing that was at Comic Con a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah,
the cartoon animated movie was fucking great. It was cool. And then I like the reports that there's more Batman that were than that.
They took the best part out of Batman vs. Superman. They brought it in.
Put it into Suicide Squad.
When Mike and I did our preview for 2016, this was the movie I put at the top of my list I'm most excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I still am.
I think it's going to be great.
It looks so good. And each trailer has continually gotten better.
And Zack Snyder has nothing to do with it.
What do you think this is going to get on Rotten Tomatoes?
Ooh, it's going to be higher than Batman or Superman.
90.
I think.
I go 90.
I'm going to go 85.
I'm going to go 75 or better.
79. I say 79.
75 or better.
Yeah, you can't just.
That's too vague.
Take a range.
75. I'm going 75.
Take a quarter of like.
Okay, 75. Percent. Here's the deal. Here's what I think. I think the reviewers are going to not. They're going to be. It's going to be like 75. Okay. I think the fans are going to love it.
$1.
Oh, yeah, we could do. Because Rotten Tomatoes does
they do both.
User score. What do you think the user score will be?
It'll probably be like 90.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think so. What was Batman vs. Superman for user score? User score was higher, wasn't it?
It was like 80.
You guys are higher.
80. Okay.
Whoa, it was 80?
Yeah. You guys happy with the Joker?
I am.
I still am okay with it.
You know, somebody asked
it's
me the other day.
It's not Heath Ledger, but I'm okay.
But here's the thing. It's a Joker for today.
No, I know.
I don't like he's like kind of even a little bit like Heath Ledger. You know, I wish he went in the complete.
It's a Joker
direction.
That shopped at Hot Topic and did meth. It's cool.
He's like gangster. Cool. He's like gangster Joker.
That's,
you know,
cool, man.
I'm sorry. The audience score for Batman vs Superman dropped to 68.
Oh yeah, there you go. That sounds
okay,
more
but
right.
Still fresh though.
Yeah.
Yeah, still fresh.
Yeah.
I think it's a, I mean, it's a different, there's been a million different Jokers in the comic books. Like, it's just a different version. Like, you know, like.
Jared Leto's a good actor.
Yeah. He's a phenomenal actor. He, I mean, he's won awards. I think he's going to be great.
I think he's going to be totally
even
different.
If people get done with it and they're like, oh, he sucked, he was terrible. It's like, okay, it was one movie. Get over it.
It's so hard because you had Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger's was phenomenal. And it's hard to, like, say there's
and
another
so
Joker
is Jack
now.
Nicholson.
And yes. So was Jack. You're right. There's been phenomenal Mark actors Campbell. Play the role. So, and I yes. think each one has, and Mark too, have each taken something different and ran with it.
And that's what Jared's going to do.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And it's cool to see Joker and Harley. That's cool.
Yes. There better be some good Joker and Harley moments. I'm going to be disappointed.
I want a full sex
sure.
scene. Well, if they go rated R for the sequel, maybe sex scene.
That'd be cool. Or if it's like Assault on Arkham, it's between Deadshot and Harley, so that would be cool.
It looks like there's going to be
Will Smith's got a good butt.
It looks like there's going to be a lot of great comedy in it. That's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, the action's going to be fucking great and it's going to be funny and
they really reshot it to
wait,
me.
Wait, did you just
right?
say Will Smith?
No, they didn't
good
cheat
butt?
For that.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm coming back to that.
Oh, wait.
And I like Joel Kinnaman.
We can't be an asker, never mind. I was going to say because supposedly they were saying they reshot for comedy, but I don't think they did because the director went on saying that how these reshots were always planned. It would cost so much money just to, I mean, they had to have only been able to do one or two, maybe three different scenes for the time
yeah.
that they had. So to really add in that much more comedy, I buy that this is always set up and why they're doing, maybe they might add another joke or two, but it was not just for comedy, I don't think.
But it's like, I can't buy that as for action either, because that's what David Ayer said it was. And it's like, dude, you know your action. You've done it pretty well with Fury and like End of Watch.
I mean, so. The reshoots only took place over like a week, though. So
you think it's like one action sequence or something?
Okay, well, maybe a couple weeks. Still, I don't know.
Joel Kinnaman, that's his name. He's a badass.
What do I know?
Is he? Yeah, he is. He is.
Well, let's take out
RoboCop. I was thinking of Jai Courtney.
He was really great in The Killing. No, take out...
Jai Courtney is like Sam Worthington 2.0. I just don't understand why Hollywood still is trying to make him happen. I'm pretty sure he's a very nice guy. And
what else has Jai been in?
Jai?
Terminator.
Jai, is it Jai?
Just fucking horrible.
Or Jai or Jai.
Movie, yeah.
Sam Worthington.
He was also in Spartacus, the series.
Oh, is he?
I just want to tell you
he
guys.
He was the replacement, wasn't he? No.
He was just in the first season as one of the gladiators.
Okay.
Really, he had really curly blonde hair.
I find this very amusing that if you go to the IMDb page for fucking Suicide Squad, that you know they always put like the first three actors before you click on the whole thing. It's Margot Robbie.
It's the star meter.
Yeah, it goes off the star meter.
It's Cara, last name I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Delevingne.
Goes off star meter.
Ben Affleck.
Cara Delevingne?
Yeah.
Goes off star meter.
Cara Delevingne.
I know, but it's ridiculous.
I'm a little iffy on Cara Delevingne.
Ben Affleck is not a fucking star of Suicide Squad.
Star meter. 100%.
Well, they know he's in it, so it's just a star meter.
Dumb, though.
It's a star meter.
Do we like Cara Delevingne?
She's actually a good actress.
Is she?
Surprising.
I didn't see
model.
The fault in our stars.
She's actually a good actress.
Yeah, she's actually good. Yeah.
That sounds
good.
Like a sentence.
She has potential.
I didn't see the fault in our stars.
So I was talking to a friend of mine, and the thing I don't understand is, what is the significance of having Batman in this movie?
Because they were all
caught
by Batman.
Because these are all Batman rogues, yeah. That's what I think it's going to be. It's going to be Batman catching them all in the beginning, probably.
But I'm saying,
right?
Is it? Are they trying
to be tied in somehow? I was reading an article. These were all caught by Batman. These are all Batman rogues that's happened over the last 20 years.
But I'm saying, are they trying to tie this in for sequels or other Batman movies, or are they
Joker's
just throwing
in
it to be? No, but that's what I'm saying. Are they trying to tie it in, as in like how Marvel makes all their stuff connected?
Yeah, 100%. Everything's tied in.
Yeah.
Robin was killed by Joker, so it ties it together.
And
100%.
Batman's always in the Suicide Squad stories, usually, right?
Yeah, there's always some mention of him. They may even mention what happened to Robin. Who knows? Okay. I mean, there's going to be more hints at it.
I wonder if the Riddler's in it, because remember there were rumors that the Riddler was going to be in it.
Who do you think the big bad is?
I know Lex Luthor, but I'm just going.
Yeah. Maybe.
I get it.
Bold, but maybe when they throw somebody in jail, you'll see him. When you're in the jail, you'll see Lex. But who do you think the big bad is in Suicide Squad?
Yeah, they haven't said that.
They haven't. They've shown
maybe it's
hints.
Batman. Is it the Joker? Maybe it's the Joker.
I think because they put together the team for a reason, and they sent him out for a reason. Yeah. I don't think it's for the Joker.
And it's usually
Joker
supposed to be something
up.
Crazy, too.
Yeah, so it's some crazy. It's something like Superman level villain, I think.
I think it's cool that we don't know.
It's Doomsday again.
No, don't say that.
Oh, you mean the
it is cool
you
we
mean
don't
the
know.
Troll
Zod.
From The Hobbit?
Yeah, right.
Stop. Anyways, August 12th. August 12th is Pete's
Save
Dragon and Sausage Party.
I like how Sausage Party is opening the same weekend
as Pete's Dragon.
That's the definition.
That's counter
of,
programming.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll work.
Yeah, that, definitely.
Yeah, it's going to do well, I think.
Pete's Dragon looks like the Batman vs. Superman of Disney movies.
It kind of does.
It's just like like really, like really dark, right? It's like dramatic.
Yeah, it's
and,
really
like,
dramatic, and it's not like the animated version at all, from what I can tell from that trailer. It's a little scary. And then what they showed at D23, they couldn't show us the dragon really because they were still in post. But it, yeah, it does seem like it's a little bit like the Jungle Book in a way.
So it could be. But yeah, then, like, so, the trailer doesn't look as light as the Jungle Book.
Do you think it's going to flop like the Witch Mountain movie with The Rock, which was also Disney, I think?
That was like a
it's
really
iffy,
big flop.
Because I'm iffy. Not...
That's going way back.
I know.
That's a big flop.
That's yeah.
A big, that's like a whole different Disney.
That's like pre-Fast and the Furious days.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? You saw more?
I'm going to see it, but I'm not too sure if it's going to be a big hit.
They went it with a freaking random director.
I don't think it will be, but
they're really trying with the live action movies this year, though. Like, yeah. Is Huntsman Disney? No, right?
No.
But BFG, Jungle Book did really well, and then this.
Wow, and then Beauty crazy. And the Beast is coming up, and that's going to be amazing.
Oh wow!
Hey, Lance,
the footage at D23 is cool.
Big fucking giant. I don't think Beats Dragon's going to do that good. I think Sausage Party is going to own it. And it's going to be like the Deadpool of like August. They're so surprised. They're like, fuck.
I was fucking laughing so hard from this with the potato. It's like, that's
a rated R comedy movie. What the fuck? Kind of like when Deadpool like slaughter everyone. They're like, we got beat by like a rated R comedy movie.
I mean,
what
the fuck? Back to Deadpool. It's the highest, I guess, the earning X title. Well, not X, but Marvel for Fox. Like,
oh, really?
And it's R-rated. It's
better than Days of Future Past?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think people are just more people are just seeing these movies.
I think they're going to trust Ryan Reynolds and Tim Miller for anything now.
And they're also going to listen to someone like Tim Miller who knows, who is so dead set on sticking to the source material and pleasing the fans at the same time. Not going too overboard that the audience that isn't familiar won't love it. I mean, he knows that he has a really good balance, him and Ryan working on this together.
I think the cool thing too is if, let's say, they revamp the X-Men, Deadpool doesn't really count because he touches on the X-Men and he doesn't really like... he doesn't really pull much from the other movies, so I think it could work either way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you could jump multiverses.
Oh,
and
yeah. Like once they get rid of, you know, Singer, it's all good.
We love Singer, don't we?
I like him.
Sarcasm.
Did he do that shit with
I like him, you know, but I'm done. I think I'm done with him right now. So he wants to do his 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I think that'd be cool. We should do that.
Well, like we were saying, we need a different vision to take a break and
20,000
all that.
20,000 boys under the sea. I mean, what?
KO. I wasn't gonna go there, but I'm so glad you did. Thank
Delete
you.
Delete that. Or
no,
but
we're keeping that one in.
Yeah, we are. Sorry, Brian.
What do we have for
not sorry?
What do we have sorry, for next sorry. Next week? That's the podcast starring YouTube, by the way. Sorry, not sorry.
Week after that, I mean, we're gonna have Ben-Hur.
Yes, let's go back to
what
that.
What do you guys think about that?
I was not impressed.
Is that about someone that went to a place that they've been before? Like, oh, Ben-Hur.
It looks like the typical. I'm probably gonna just call this right now. It is gonna be.
I didn't see the trailer.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman's in it. Freeman's.
He has an amazing.
There is Gal Gadot.
There is always Godot.
Gadot.
Okay. There is always that Hollywood movie that comes out every summer, whether, you know, good or not, like, you know, a John Carter of Mars or what was it?
I like John Carter of Mars.
I did too.
I really liked it.
I am not quoting whether it's good or bad. I'm just saying, like, you know, there was the Clash of the Titans, all these, okay? There's always the movie that comes out that costs a shitload of money that bombs. And I'm going to call Ben-Hur as
100%.
Movie.
Produced by Michael Bay.
I'm just like annoyed that the director... I don't know if you've ever seen the Russian movie Night Watch?
Yeah.
I've heard it's good, but I have not seen it. But I heard it's good.
Is that the same director?
It's the same director. Why can't he...
Chimbor-Bedatov?
Yeah. Why can't he finish the trilogy?
He also did Abraham Lincoln Vampire
Hunter.
Oh, I don't
know. What the fuck?
Oh, he didn't do it.
What is it supposed to be? Moonwatch?
Yeah. I've been waiting. And he keeps doing stuff like Ben-Hur. I just don't know
why. Yeah, and he didn't want it also.
And he didn't want it. And he won't finish.
He's doing Wanted 2. Jeez, that's crazy.
Maybe he's like, he doesn't know how to finish it.
Could be.
Maybe it's tied up in Russia for some reason.
Mm. This was so good.
Ben-Hur just looks like an over Hollywood movie, though. It just looks like everything.
It's like Michael Bay.
Well, it's like the classic Hollywood movie.
It's a Zack Snyder retelling of Judah Ben-Hur.
Like, I was watching the trailer. I couldn't take anything that was happening seriously.
Do they use Chariots of Fire, Vangelis, in the trailer?
Wait, what?
The song?
No.
That's Ben-Hur, right?
No.
No, that's Chariots of Fire.
They did not use the song.
It's okay.
Mark's but they had the editing. Big chariot scene. They put so much emphasis in the trailer on the chariot scene. It's ridiculous. Like, it looks
like I kind of like compared it like if Michael Bay was to redo Gone with the Wind.
At first, I thought they were going to watch
that. That would be funny.
Dude, when that house burns, that'd be intense.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, Toby Cabell's in it?
Explosions.
Yeah, exactly. That house would blow the fuck up. It would not just who's slowly that? Burn.
Toby. Toby Cabell, you know, from the, wasn't he in Fantastic Four as Doom?
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
He's also in Warcraft.
Oh, is he?
He's the wizard.
Oh, crazy. Like
yeah.
Yeah, where's the wizards in Warcraft?
Maybe they just.
It's in there. Show. The wizard's in there.
In the trailer?
Yeah.
I didn't see magic.
It's Dr. Doom.
That would fucking sell the shit, right? Mm.
We'll see.
There's magic. What do we got next? Lance, you're doing a better job.
Let's see what else is going on. We got
calendar.
I'm trying to think. We got.
Mike's like, I'm just going to sit back here and
this
produce.
This is Lance's Sorry. Audition to be on the podcast.
So, did I make it or something? Also that same week at War Dogs with my favorite person, Miles Teller, which this I don't movie, like at all.
I cannot figure out if I want to see this or not.
I'm probably going to pass
Can I
on
say
it.
What it's about? Can I say what it's about?
Yeah, I'll see what people
Based
say.
Based on a true story, War Dogs follows two friends in their early 20s, Hill and Teller, living in Miami Beach during the Iraq War, who exploited a little-known government initiative that allows small, but .. I don't know what it's about. Mm-hmm. I'm actually not excited for this at all. I don't. I'm not a Teller fan. I think he's awful.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
You know, like him in Whiplash?
Fantastic Four? Fuck no, he's awful. Yeah, he was great. He's a good. He can act. I mean,
he just doesn't make good choices.
I don't like him as a person.
Oh, whoa! Did you meet him?
No, he just seems like a douchebag.
He's right behind you. This is awkward.
I have to agree with that. I went to a couple of Q&As for what was that movie that Simmons won for? I'm just totally blank. Whiplash, and he was
aloof.
He's got a big head.
Oh,
for doing nothing.
Literally, the
ego. He has this giant ego, and it's like, dude. I mean, you're a good actor. I'm not gonna take that away from you. You just don't seem like a good person.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah,
but it's kind of not surprising.
He screwed up Fantastic Four.
It's him. Wasn't 100% it
everyone?
Him.
No, him and the director.
Hey, it's not Michael B. Jordan. Michael G. Jordan does.
Michael B. Jordan was great.
No, he was great.
He was awesome as Johnny Storm.
And of course, we knew Creed was coming out, so we're like, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, right.
Creed was so good. Yeah. I can't wait for Creed 2. Yeah, if there is one, I hope there is.
There should be.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's
there will
in instant development.
Is there any other movies?
Yeah,
that
sci
fi movie that's on that
stay
same
on target.
The Space
week.
Between Us.
Yeah, that's supposed to be pretty good. A young
dude.
Which one?
Space Between Us.
And it has Gary Oldman.
The shit looks fucking trippy.
It's about a young man raised by scientists on Mars returns to Earth to find his father.
It has the most non-making sense trailer I've seen in a while. Like, you watch it and you have no idea what the fuck the movie's about, and it's not even linear or anything. It's like a really random, weird trailer, like a bunch of clips just thrown together, it seems like. But it looks cool.
Who's the director on that?
Ooh, I don't know, let's check.
Some guy I've never heard of.
Peter Chesum.
Peter
Chesum. That sounds like you improv, like you're at an improv
but
show.
It's got Carly
Gugino. Hey, it's you, Peter.
He did Hannah Montana the movie.
It's got Carly Gugino, Gary Oldman, Britt Robertson.
He did Hannah Montana the fucking movie. Oh,
I love Britt Robertson. I love Gary Oldman.
And like, Gary, what are you thinking, man? Hannah Montana, the fucking movie. This is his next film.
It looks
film?
Like a very futuristic, holy like one shit. Of those big imagination.
He did
kind
Funny
of
Bones in 1995.
I was really excited about this. I saw Hannah Montana the movie.
Funny Bones? Is that the Brendan Fraser movie?
Yeah.
Well, that's Monkey Bone.
That's Monkey Bone. Oh, wow. Monkey Bone. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, I've seen it.
Is it good?
No.
What happened to Brendan Fraser?
Holy shit. I just noticed something. This is crazy.
Cut that
okay,
part
so
out or ask what happened to Brendan Fraser.
No, who knows what happened to Brendan Fraser? But August 26th, which is interesting, Max Steel's coming out. Do you guys know much about Max Steel?
Nope.
No, what is that?
No.
So I do some public speaking for Mattel sometimes. Max Steel is actually like this whole like toy property that Mattel created. It's like a superhero in South America. He is like bigger than Spider-Man, bigger than Superman in South America. So they made a movie about it, and they filmed it like 2 years ago, and it got shelved.
Oh, my God.
It is the biggest film coming out for August 26th, and it's coming national. I'm pretty impressed.
Whoa. I haven't seen shit about
this. And why do you think it got shelved?
Because it's probably crap. I'll be honest, but Andy Garcia's in it.
Okay,
yeah, Andy Garcia. I'm just like, whoa, interesting. I just saw that coming up.
We also have a Jason Statham film coming out, Mechanic Resurrection. It's out on the 26th.
Is that the sequel to that one?
Jessica Alba's in it.
Transporter 9.
No, Jessica Alba and Tommy Lee Jones.
Wait, did that movie do that well to warrant a sequel? That's a sequel, right?
Which one?
The Mechanic.
I never saw the first one.
That looked like just a straight to DVD. Or
wait,
that's not even
did you just
anymore.
Say this is a Mechanic sequel?
Well, it's called,
it says Mechanic Resurrection.
Oh my God. They made a sequel to that?
Yeah, what the fuck?
And Jessica Alba doesn't need money. What the fuck is she
Tommy
doing?
Tommy Lee Jones is also in this.
What?
Well, maybe he's booking for retirement, but and Jessica so is Alba Michelle does not need money.
Booking for retirement? Is that a term?
Yeah.
I like that term.
Oh.
I mean, Dark Angel made her so much money, yes. Yeah, so.
No, her fucking company, dude. She's got...
She's a billionaire.
The girl was on the cover of fucking Forbes. She's got fucking money.
What does she do that's so amazing?
What would you call it? Lifestyle company? What would you call it?
It's kind of like...
Health and Beauty Aid? I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's all like organic stuff.
Mark this place where we're talking about Jessica Alba's company for some reason.
She makes fucking baby... She makes like baby food and fucking paper towels and like fucking everything.
Way to go, Derek. This is why you need to replace
me. Mike couldn't replace me. You're never in town, asshole, so haha, my job is safe.
You're safe.
This podcast brought to you by Gerber.
What are we on next?
Point is, I don't understand why this movie was made or why she's
Gerber and Angry Orchards.
I'm like curious about it now because the cast is interesting. So I don't
for
know.
Mechanic Resurrection?
Yeah.
Maybe so they're really rebooting. They're Zack Snyder in the Mechanic franchise.
I mean, I know Jason Statham's not a fucking big star, but he doesn't seem like he needed to make it.
So we're not going to go into fall too much, but we do want to bring up a couple of the movies coming out.
Lord of the Rings. Oh, wait, that's done.
School, the worst years of my life. No, just kidding. Magnificent Seven.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about that first?
I was looking at you because you're excited about it, and I saw the trailer, and I was pretty impressed.
I'm so excited about the idea of Antoine Fuqua reteaming with Fuqua. Is it? Is that yes, it?
Fuqua.
Antoine Fuqua reteaming with Ethan Hawke and Denzel, the Training Day team, basically.
And Chris Pratt's in there.
Yeah. And
how's Chris Pratt?
Training Day meets Wild Wild West.
Oh, I thought there was something.
Basically,
pretty much.
But I mean, there were black cowboys back in the day, so like.
Oh yeah, there's been some heat about this. Of course, there's been black cowboys.
And if anything, if you see a black cowboy, it probably looks like Denzel Washington.
For the listeners who don't know, the Lone Ranger originally was a black cowboy. Yep.
Was he really?
Look it up. Yes.
There's a good Radiolab about that. How like the because that's a true story. It's based on a true story, but it's like exaggerated or whatever.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, there's like one black cowboy that like just fucked shit up back in the day.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
Did he have a Tonto?
I don't know. No, that's probably added.
Added racist shit.
Yes.
Figures.
On top of the whitewashing.
Army Hammer's like, oh, shit.
But yeah, I really like, that's a classic story, and I'm okay with like really classic stories being done by like interesting teams of creative people. Like Nick Pizzolatto. Mark that where I
throw it out there. Come on, you got it, Mike.
All right, yeah, Mike, you're cut off.
I mean, True Detective season Mike's one was great, so maybe Nick Pizzolatto could do it again for this. Maybe like
he didn't do the second season, did he?
He did, unfortunately. But maybe he's like reined in by Antoine Fuqua, and like, and then the rest of the cast is great. Vincent D'Onofrio, Chris Pratt. We got Byung-Hun Lee, like
Byung-Hun Lee,
and it's like. I mean, it could be like whatever's because like Antoine Fuqua doesn't seem to like add on to like the stories he's given. Like he just straight up shoots it, which is cool. You know, it has its good moments and its bad moments, but it's never like terrible, right? Like The Equalizer is like okay movie, okay action movie. You know, so maybe with a good script,
he Training could, like, Day was awesome.
Yeah, Training Day is fucking amazing. That's
I'm
his
not
high
even
watermark.
A huge Denzel fan, and I love him in Training Day.
Yeah, you can't deny it, right?
Can't deny he's phenomenal talent. I mean, he's a good talent, anyways. But I mean, I love that film.
Yeah, he's really good. It was up there with the Malcolm X performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very good.
Definitely. Well-deserved Oscar, right? Like, it wasn't like a, oh, oops, Oscar. It was
No. He 100% deserved that.
He should have won for Malcolm X, but it's okay.
I thought you were going to say he should have won for Hurricane, because that's what a lot of people think.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, he should get something for that, too.
I mean, he's a pretty damn good
actor. The thing is, maybe supposedly Training Day was his apology for not getting it for Hurricane.
Oh. Well, he's pretty fucking good in Training Day.
So he got Leo'd, or did Leo get Denzel?
I mean, it's all who you ask. Some people don't think he deserved it for Hurricane. It's, you know.
I mean, I think he was better in Training Day than Leo was in Revenant.
So. Oh, I would agree with that. Yes.
Leo got Denzel. He was just giving it to him.
Yeah.
They're like, here, go away.
Yeah, we'll finally give it to you, even though you've had phenomenal performances. But yeah, this one, okay. You got raped by a bear and you get it. Yeah. Raped by a bear. That was pretty funny.
Oh, going way back, fucking, because I knew you guys were all saying one's your favorite. I always remember the one of the ones I really liked is I really liked The Replacement Killers.
Oh, that was Anton Fuqua? Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. With Chow Yun-Fat. That was awesome.
A fucking great movie.
Yeah, he could shoot action really well. And yeah. It's like, and he could also do story, like Training Days. So, like,
seeing him doing Western is going to be great.
Yeah.
I love Westerns. Gunplay.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Westerns are amazing. It's going to be fun.
And it's not only a Western. It's like one of the most classic Westerns mm-hmm. ever, you know?
And people are upset because it's a remake. And I'm like, well, you know, Magnificent Seven's a remake, so.
Yeah, it's a it's a remake of a remake.
So.
Well, if anything, wasn't Magnificent Seven like going way back?
It's like 50s, 60s, right?
60s, yeah. I think.
So it's like, I mean,
wasn't Magnificent Seven like based off ago. The Samurai
7?
Yeah, Samurai 7.
It's different when people do remakes of something like 10 years ago. It's different when you do a remake of something like 50 years ago.
But it's so classic, though. I think that's why people are upset. Because it's
No, I agree.
It's like remaking Citizen Kane.
For some people, it's their Casablanca.
Fair enough.
That's true. I think it's going to be good, though. I'm excited for it. I'm also excited for Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiars.
What is it?
It's a phenomenal book. I'm sorry, Derek, you never read it. But you guys know anything about it?
I've seen the trailer and it looks good.
It's cool. And it's done by Tim Burton, who's a phenomenal director. He's directing it.
Oh, cool.
And it's about this American kid goes looking for his grandfather or something like that to this island and finds this weird house with all these like pictures of these peculiar kids, like two heads floating, all kinds of crap. And come to find out they're all real, and he like time travels back to during World War II to save them. It's out there. It's Tim Burton. The book was phenomenal. 100% check it out. It's going to be good.
That's Evergreen crazy. Is starring Evergreen.
Evergreen. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, here, this would probably be actually better. I probably could read the synopsis. That'd be actually a little better. When Jake discovers clues to a mystery that spans alternate realities and times, he uncovers a secret refuge known as Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. As he learns about the residents and their unusual abilities, Jake realizes that safety is an illusion and danger lurks in the forms of powerful hidden enemies. Jake must figure it out. Who is real? Who can be trusted? And who he really is.
Now say it like Vince Gilligan.
Oh yeah!
No, I'm excited. The book was phenomenal. They made it's a trilogy of books, so probably a trilogy of movie. It's gonna be good. I'm excited for it.
Sweet, and it's like a kids book, straight up kids book. It's not like
young teens.
YA.
No, it's like YA. It's like YA.
Oh, okay, cool,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, there's sex and porn. 100%
this seems
porn.
More like quixotic and more like fantastical for YA. It's like
it's definitely
some sort
like
of apocalypse with a. Oh okay,
it's definitely Harry Potter level. I think it's gonna be good. It'll cool. be like the new Harry Potter.
What do you guys think is going to be the top tomato for the summer?
Civil War?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow, holy shit. You think it's going to be... It's at 100 right now, or is it... It's a little lower.
Wait, are we talking box office or Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought you were talking about box office.
Think Civil War?
I'll say Civil War.
Yeah,
you Lance?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Suicide Squad is.
For Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes.
Holy shit, that'd be crazy.
But if I had to put money down, I'd say Civil War. But if somehow...
So you really believe Civil War will be...
But I'm just saying, I really believe in Suicide Squad. I really think it's going to get
embraced. How much money do you think it's going to make?
What?
Suicide Squad.
See, that's a totally different thing. Box office...
I wish we knew how much money it needed to make.
But I'm saying, if we go box office, I can't decide between... if we go box office, I can't decide between Finding Dory or Civil War. I think either one could go.
Yeah, that's triggered.
Finding Dory is going to make a shitload of money.
Yeah. Hypothetically speaking,
usually the kids ones.
You
too.
Can never underestimate kids' movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, do you think Suicide Squad needs to make $500 million to break even?
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
You heard it here. $500 million.
They will though.
That might be a little low too, actually, because we're talking about advertising budgets too.
It's going to make plenty of money.
It doesn't need as much CGI.
It's
going to
come out in August. It's going to have less competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for. I mean, yeah, definitely.
No, I'm just saying. I think it has. It's coming in at the tail end, which I think is really going to help it.
No, but we're talking about like bottom line, like as far as budget and advertising.
No, but
goes.
I'm saying the budget will be helped because it's coming in at August, so it will be less competition, so it'll make more money.
Here's another good question. What do you think will have a better toy line? Captain America: Civil War, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or Suicide Squad? Toy tie-ins.
Turtles.
Probably. I've seen the toy tie-ins for Suicide
they're
Squad,
already
though,
toys
and
they're already.
Epic.
They're fucking turtles.
Yeah, but the Suicide Squad tie-in toys are pretty damn cool.
Yeah, but... The thing is, like, Suicide Squad will be bought more by adults and teenagers.
Yep,
and Suicide Squad
adult toys, but they're cool.
And Turtles will be bought more by kids.
I've seen them.
And parents will buy them for their kids and stuff. And
yeah, Suicide Squad will get the 13 to like 19 market.
Probably, yeah.
Turtles, everything.
25.
Yeah, 25. And then Turtles, everything underneath.
50.
And then, like, everything above is Civil War.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ninja Turtles has always done well when it comes to their toys. Like,
yeah.
Forever. You know,
it's funny that they have the more balls
since
now.
Since the cartoons, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they have more balls now to do something.
So are we kind of all agreeing that Civil War's in a way come away the big champion?
Biggest summer,
summer
hit.
Yeah, probably. I think the
you think
dark horses
make the most money?
Are BFG. I think BFG and Finding Dory are dark horses. Mm. But like, regardless, like,
how do you Finding Dory a dark horse? Really
big fucking giant is a dark horse. I'll give you that. But Dory,
Finding Dory is obvious.
Yeah, I will not be surprised at all if Finding Dory is the box office champion.
I think it's between Civil War and Dory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, regardless, Disney wins in the end.
Disney is just winning every year now. It's just
how do you
ever
feel
since.
How do you feel about that?
You know what? Good for them. I mean, they're doing. They left Marvel alone. I was really concerned when they bought Marvel. I was
they
like,
did good stuff.
Whoa.
They did good stuff with Star Wars too.
Yeah. I mean, well,
powerhouse.
Now I'm a little concerned because now they're doing all these spinoffs because, you know, they want to do the Han Solo movie and then there's.
I'm concerned about that.
Yeah. Sometimes I just don't feel like I need to know an origin story on everybody. I don't think.
I think people just want to see more Han Solo.
Yeah. Well, but then you remember who the Han Solo is and whoever fits the bill is not going to be. Yeah. Harrison Ford.
It's way off topic, but I'd rather have not an origin story of Han Solo, but like the story of how Han Solo broke out Chewbacca from Kashyyyk.
I think that's what the story's going to be.
That would be badass.
Yeah.
Now you're on board.
Yeah. It's not so much.
If it's not like him growing up, I don't want that.
I want him busting out Chewbacca. I think it deals with him busting out Chewbacca. Okay. Chewbacca. Like it's going to.
Because you could
like,
have Lando in there too.
Yeah, I think it's going to deal with that.
That'll be Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, that'd be badass. That'd be fucking badass, dude.
That'd be cool.
Yes!
If he's not too old, could he be too old though? Have you seen the casting for Han?
Oh, that's true. Han's kind of young.
Have they casted him already? Officially?
It's gonna be the young black actor from Walking Dead that got killed like last season. I can't think of his name.
Taylor Howard.
He's from Everybody Hates.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah. Chris.
Is it Taylor Howard?
I don't know.
He's got one of those three names.
I predict
Taylor James Howard or something.
Lando Calrissian.
Dude, I don't know. I'm all for the Michael Everybody Jordan. That's fucking awesome. I like that. All
right, so you heard it here first. Finding Dory and Civil War are probably going to rule the summer. Disney's going to rule our lives.
Suicide Squad will take up a strong third or fourth.
And Mickey Mouse will become the next president of the United fucking States of America.
Yep.
But we want to hear your opinions. Tweet us at Geeked and Fancast. That's right. And then follow us on Instagram and then Facebook.com/TheGeekedAndFancast. Let's play along. What do you think the biggest tomato is going to be? What do you think the biggest
tomato
profit's going to be? And what do you think? What do you guys think are the biggest losses for the summer?
Hmm. And what do you guys most excited to see?
Ben-Hur, yeah.
Yeah, Ben-Hur is going to be the biggest loss. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Someone's getting fired over Ben-Hur.
Sharice, people can find you at Sharice's Pieces still on
That's
Twitter.
That's correct.
Cool. And on Instagram too? Or?
Actually, Sharice Antoinette.
Okay, yeah. Sweet.
Sharice Antoinette.
And Lance, anything you want to plug?
Hey, it's a traveling nerd. You can find me on Facebook /travelingnerd.
Someone was waiting for this moment.
Yeah, I got excited. Instagram is the_travelingnerd, and Twitter is just Lance_Paul. So I'm up there.
Good Instagrammer.
Why didn't you just make a third?
A third what?
Twitter.
Somebody owns a traveling nerd. I'm gonna kill him. I'm trying to find him.
Hey, traveling nerd. Fuck off.
The dude has like 10 freaking followers. I'm like,
really?
Hey, I'll buy it from
really?
You.
Really?
No, dude, I'm really trying
if
to do something
with this.
If you
get more of a following,
dude, you're not
going to
do shit with the traveling nerd having 10 followers. I'm just saying.
That's the worst.
When's the last time they tweeted?
2 months ago. Who knows? It's like 10 followers. I'm trying to buy the damn site, and he won't give it to me.
If they follow, you could email Twitter and be like, this guy's inactive, and I have this much of a following on Instagram, so.
Smart.
Oh.
But that's later on, yeah.
Might do that.
Mm-hmm. Just boot him out.
Will they boot him out?
Yeah, they've done it before.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they have to now.
And higher levels. Yeah.
Yeah, I got 37,000 followers on Travelunder now. So that's some clout. That should give me something.
Maybe you don't need to follow him and follow us, guys. No, just kidding.
How about all his followers follow us? There we go. All right.
Well, I'm on post.
Red Rover. Just jump on over.
Yeah. 99 Busta Rhyme.
Cool. All right, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, guys.
It was fun. Anytime.
And I'm sure we'll have a wrap up and then like a fall preview and stuff. So
we'll
be seeing you too soon.
I'll see you guys in a couple months, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll see Lance.
You'll be traveling.
We'll see Lance for fucking Christmas or something. Because that's the only time they stop making movies.
2020. 2020. Yeah. and you could follow Derek at Uncle Daryl 37 Daryl,
and obviously I'm not following him. So
that's not why I said.
So I mean, if Sharice doesn't want to follow, maybe not.
But I'm gonna totally.
She's gonna regret following me when she's like, never mind. She's gonna give me the mute button. Well, I'm following him. I'm just gonna mute him.
You can do that.
She's like, I don't need to hear about your.
Nice thing to do.
I don't need to hear about your love of Asian models. Okay, I don't need to fucking hear it.
Whoa.
And if you don't want to hear about loves of Asian models, follow me. At one mic.
If you want actual like intellectual funny jokes, follow Mike.
Yeah, or just silliness. Just yes. Every bad joke that I probably cut out of this podcast episode. If you want more of that,
we'll be there.
If you want more of that in your Twitter feed, follow me. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Please come back next week. Nope. Please come back in 2 weeks, probably. We'll hope to see you soon at the Geekdom Podcast.
Mike, you're cut off still.
Mike's drunk.
Fuck, now that's like a laugh. Now I have to like keep it in.
You're so drunk, Mr. Hat.
I'm not even drunk. I just,
the audience doesn't know that.
We'll see you soon, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Many of